And what's your business?
We're in the business of winning.
Cameron Yeo football is on the air.
It's wide open. He makes the catch on the run, and Sims coasts in for the touchdown. Fumble on the play, a scramble for it, and the Yeomen have recovered. Trips coming wide to the left, and that's where Allison rolls to, looking. And this one is picked off inside the 10, the 5, and out of bounds at the 2-yard line, 1-yard line, puts the Yeomen in business. Hands off to Smith. Smith going there right. He's got some room inside the 15, the 10, the 5. He scores. Touchdown, Yeomen.
Live on the ranch, Fighting Yeo football is brought to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, by Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Mallaire's Discount Center, Buckholz State Bank in Cameron, Buckholz and Rogers, by Rattler's Convenience Store, Budget Host Inn and Suites, Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Lone Star Ag Credit, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces, by Rockin' Our Bail Bonds, Citizens National Bank, Marek Burns Lidwell Funeral Home, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, and by McElrath Motors. Now, it's football time.
The two-time defending state champions and the undefeated and unchallenged Teague Lions. It's area playoff football action from Waco ISD. Good evening, everyone. Joe Smitherman, Ed Colley alongside. And the Cameron Yeoman will meet their toughest match of the season against these Teague Lions, who are ranked in the top two of Division I and number three overall in Class 3A. And it's going to be a monumental task for the Yeoman, but the Yeoman are playing very salty football since their loss in midseason to Rockdale, and this should be a dandy. It's been termed by some sports writers as the game in Class 3A across the state. Coach, in for a good one tonight.
We certainly are, and I'm very impressed with Teague. You know, we've watched them on the computer, and now we've watched them warm up here, and they've got some good-looking folks. They have a big offensive line, and the reason their passer is so good is he gets to stand back there and look at all four receivers when he wants to throw because they defend him. And it's going to be interesting to see how the Cameron Yeoman do to put pressure on the quarterback.
Well, Austin Skinner, the quarterback, is a 3-year starter for the Teague Lions, and he has over 3,300 yards passing this season. 2,000 of those yards come at the hands of his top two receivers, Aaron Mitchell, number one, and Robbie West, number two. They also have some receiving weapons in number 10, Mikhail Shepherd, and their tight end, Will Van Winkle. Also, their freshman running back will line up as a wide out in some empty backfield formations. And, Austin Skinner has just got a lot of weapons to go to.
He really does. And I was watching him warm up here. He's got the arm. He was accurate for most of the time in the films that we saw. But here tonight, he looks very accurate. He's a well-built young man. You're not just going to go back there and knock him off his feet. So somehow the Cameron Yeoman are going to have to either defend extra well or we're going to put some pressure on the quarterback.
Well, we have some quotes from Coach Rick Rhodes in his show this morning. He talked a little bit about, number one, the strength of schedule maybe be in favor of the Cameron Yeoman. The Yeoman have really played a tough schedule this year, and Coach Rhodes commented about that.
Well, you know, I think, you know, the way that we were able to finish out, you know, win our last four ball games of the district schedule, you know, I thought we were getting better and better and better, and I think those last four games showed that. And, you know, it's always good to go into the playoffs with a little bit of momentum. Our kids are playing their best football right now, and that's exciting to me. And so, you know, I think it's a combination of a lot of things, just, you know, getting better each week. And then I think the toughness of our schedule has, you know, played into the part that you know, right now we're playing good football. I'm an old believer that steel sharpens steel, and you got to play good people. If you're going to be a good football team, you got to play good people. And so, you know, the record was, you know, we're sitting there 2-4. Obviously, we weren't satisfied with the record, but we knew we were playing good people, and we knew that, that the areas that we need to be to work on were being, you know, we were seeing those because we were playing good people. And as a result of that, you know, we've gotten better. The kid, you know, the coaches made the corrections they need to make. The kids made the corrections they need to make. And as a result of that, we're playing pretty good football right now.
And ditto that we are. As a matter of fact, since the Rockdale game, I think we've allowed only about 10 points per game average. The O defense really stepped it up a notch. But talking of strength of schedule, here's an idea, or here's kind of a lowdown on the two teams and their season schedules. Teague opened their opponent's season records after 11 weeks, total 46 wins and 67 losses. Now, Cameron's opponent's season records cumulative total 72 wins and 45 losses. So, obviously, the strength of schedule shows up in that. The Yeomen have played several more teams than Teague with winning records. Teague has played a 1-9 team, an 0-10 team, and an 0-9 team. On the other hand, Cameron has played a 10-1 team, and that one was Cameron's win over Whitney. Refurio is undefeated at 10-0, and Rockdale with a 10-1. So strength of schedule definitely in favor of the Cameron Yeomen. Another thing, Coach, to look at is the fact that there are three teams left out of District 10, 3A Division 1 in the playoffs. Teague is the only team left out of District 11.
Well, that's true. But even though those statistics are all very important and gives you a good...
Now, don't start stereotyping a coach here.
No, but even though you start... You look at all those statistics and everything else, we are playing in what? The 12th game of the season. We're in the playoffs. A team is coming in 11-0, and we've got one that's playing at 7-4, and we're going to have a knockdown dragout right here in this stadium tonight.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a great game. More of those numbers. Teague, although their strength of schedule may skew this a little bit, they have scored 59.4 points per game. That's their average, almost 60 points a game. They've allowed almost 23 points per game. The Cameron Yeomen, on the other hand, have averaged almost 38 points a game and allowed almost 22 points a game. But again, the strength of schedule has a lot to do with how many points you score against your opponent. Now, last week against Koontz, you know, they scored 76. Koontz had 42, but Koontz was on the 5-yard line driving when the game ended. Could have easily put a 50 spot up against Teague. So I think through it all, people are suspecting Teague's defense and scared of their offense.
Well, that's their whole philosophy as far as I can tell, and we'll find out tonight. But the whole philosophy that they have is they're going to outscore you. They've got a lot of kids going both ways. Of course, they haven't had to play four quarters. When you're beating somebody 30-something points, you can rest some of your starters. But when you're having to play a full four quarters, that's a little different, and that's what the Cameron Yeomen will be trying to do, is get those guys into the fourth quarter where they're going to have to play hard to win the ball game.
Let's take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Playoff Football. We're in the pregame, and the countdown to kickoff. We are just minutes away from opening this shootout up here in Waco. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis and Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
We are live on the internet tonight at KMIL.com. Our streaming services are provided by VVM Internet Services of Temple, Waco, and Killeen. Call 254-778-8028 for VVM, your gateway to the information highway. Coming up shortly, we'll have our coin toss, the national anthem, and we'll have our starting lineups for you for whichever team takes the field first, defense or offense, for the Cameron Yeoman. Coach, we have officials out of the San Antonio chapter. I think last week was the Houston chapter.
That's correct.
And tonight we have San Antonio chapter officials. The referee is Mike Wise. The umpire, Michael Finn. The head linesman is Errico Barrera. Line judge is Brian Anderson. And the back judge, Dave McCormick, a five-man crew here
on the field for this area round playoff action tonight. Of course, the Cameron Yeoman, you know, they're very familiar with this situation, playing a week before Thanksgiving, and very familiar with, going deep in the playoffs, having won back-to-back state titles. One thing, Coach, they're not so much familiar with is coming in as the underdog.
Well, that's true. Usually they've come in as the favorite, or at least it's been a toss-up, and they're coming in. But you also have to remember how many of these guys are youngsters that are sophomores and juniors and aren't seniors who have necessarily experienced all that. Oh, they were there at the stadium, but they didn't participate in that ball game, and so this is a new experience for them as well.
Yeah, but those sophomores that have played all season, they've graduated. They've played. They've got 11 games under their belts, and like Coach Rhodes said in his show, we're a young team overall, but we have gelled and we have played together, and now the Yeomen are playing their best football of the season. This is exactly when you want that to happen.
Absolutely.
The Cameron Yeoman and the Teague Lions making their way onto the field, both inside their air-blown-up helmets and about to take the field for tonight's national anthem. The coin toss and the opening kickoff. Here come the Cameron Yeoman, and instead of running through the breakthrough, the Yeoman are walking through the breakthrough and now set into their jog. The Yeoman are decked out in white-on-white with their visitors' jerseys. Maroon trim down the leggings and numbers, and, of course, the white helmets and maroon face masks. Always sets it aside and makes it sharp-looking. And, of course, almost a Texas orange that the Teague Lions sport. They'll be in orange tops with white pants and white helmets tonight.
Well, Tennessee would argue with you.
Yeah, pretty much closer to Tennessee, and the big T on the side even makes it.
Yeah, on the
more
side realistic. Of that helmet, they look just like Tennessee.
And there come the Teague Lions. Just to break down the classifications for you, 15 seniors and 16 juniors on these Teague Lions. 14 seniors and 17 juniors for the Cameron Yeoman tonight. Again, both of these teams really relatively young. You would consider a Rockdale Tiger team with 26 seniors, you know, heavy senior laden, but neither one of these two teams have that kind of senior class tonight. Again, the Teague Lions, they think this may be their year. They're the number three ranked team in the state. Wall is ranked number two. Cisco is playing in Division II. They're ranked number one. So it could be, Teague's thinking, it could be us and Wall in the state finals.
Well, of course, that's what if you were 11-0, that's exactly what you'd be thinking.
Cameron has some different thoughts.
Yes, they do.
We will have the coin toss at midfield. Hope the umpire is, or the head ref is mic'd up for this. Captains for tonight for the Cameron Yeoman look like Reed Nickerson and Aaron Sims. Scott Vogelsang and Trayon Smith, your captains for tonight. As captains for the Teague Lions will be number one, Aaron Mitchell, number two, Robbie West, number eight, J.T. Jones, and number six, Zacchaeus Bell. And let's see if we can't go down and get the coin toss. It's brought to you live tonight by Marek Burns Laywell Funeral Home in Cameron. Head ref is explaining to the Yeoman that they are the visiting team and will be able to call the flip. And let's see, the coin has been tossed. And it looked like the first option rested with Teague. So Teague has won the toss. And they will receive. They want the ball. They want the ball in the hands of that potent offense. And the Teague Lions, so the Yeo defense will be on the field first. Our starting lineup for the defense tonight brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Start your fall lawn and garden projects with a John Deere.
Our defensive ends will be Jesse Valdez and Eddie Luna. The nose guard will be DeAndre Adams. The inside linebackers will be Titus Lewis, Alex Ibarra, and Ryan Cullen. An outside bandit linebacker will be Darryl Flores. The two corners will be John Washington and Jaylon Bryant. The safety will be Johnny Alexander. And the rover, which is another safety, is Jacob Smitherman.
All right, there's your starting lineup brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company of Cameron, Temple, Bryan, and all their other locations. We are about to have our national anthem. That is being played tonight by the hometown band from the Teague Lions.
And now we'll have the playing the national anthem by the Teague High School Band.
Here we go. It is football time. Our opening kickoff tonight is brought to you by Standards Life Cycle Solutions for the extra care you deserve for all stages of life. Again, the Cameron Yeoman will be on defense first. We'll get the ball first in the third quarter. Do we have a 5 to 10 mile per hour southeast breeze here as the field lies north and south? So the Yeomen will have that breeze more or less at their back here in the first quarter as they defend the south end zone.
Well, last week the Cameron Yeomen were receiving and returned the opening kickoff, 80-something yards for a touchdown. Hopefully we won't have that happening here in the first part of this ball game. But if there has been an Achilles heel other than our extra points this year, it has been our kickoff coverage, and so it will be interesting to see what Teague is going to do as far as a return. They like to run it right back up the middle, and so it'll be interesting to see how we're going to kick off to them.
Well, Jaleel Pope will tee it up for the Yeoman and back to receive the kickoff. I believe that's number two, Robbie West. And I think that is Shepherd.
Yep.
Number 10. And here we go with a couple of other scores we're going to keep you up to date with tonight. Whitney and Kirbyville and, of course, Rockdale and Buna. We are underway. Here's a high, deep kick angle to the near side. It's going to be fielded by West at the 7-yard line. West is going to be hit at the 18, spins up to the 22-yard line, and pretty good downfield coverage by the Yeoman.
Absolutely. Kicked that ball all the way over to our left side. They had to take it down close to the 10-yard line, and they like to return up the middle. And by the time he got to the middle where his blockers were, the Cameron Yeoman were all over him.
Well, the three-year starter for the Teague Lions is Austin Skinner. He is in the backfield. Now, the freshman running back, Copeland, is to his left. Van Winkle is out wide to the right. Twins out wide to the left. And wants to throw across the middle. And he's got his man up at the 30. And he dives forward to the 36-yard line on a first and 10, about 14 yards on the first play from scrimmage. And that was to Robbie West, I believe.
Yes, number two. That's one of their favorite patterns. They go down in about 7 or 8 yards and curl people, and he raises up and hits them.
This time, Mitchell, Van Winkle, and West all wide to the right. The handoff is, no, it's he's going to keep it. Now he's going to dump it, and it's batted out of bounds as Austin Skinner, a little bit of confusion, was directing Van Winkle somewhere that he didn't go, and he just virtually had to dump that out of bounds.
Well, that's one of their plays, though. They'll send a guy flaring out here behind the line of scrimmage, and he's trying to go down the field. But if he starts running and you bring your secondary up, he'll dump it off.
Trips wide to the right side. Ball is on the left hash mark. One man wide to the left. That is Shepard. And Skinner drops back, looking right, flushed out of the pocket. Now he's rolling and looking for a receiver. And here comes traffic, and he has to throw that one out of bounds. So good secondary coverage by the Yeoman. Nobody open, and it's third down and 10 for the Lions.
And that is what the Cameron Yeoman have to do, is they have to get number 15 to running from side to side, throwing that football, and not let him stand back there and pick them apart. Good pressure by the Yeoman.
Noah Costran just checks in at defensive end. Alex Ibarra checks out defensively. Twins to the right, one to the left. And Skinner has Copeland to his right in the backfield, and he'll take the snap, and he's going to hand off to Copeland. He's got a seam, but an upended tackle by Jacob Smitherman at the 42-yard line, and it's fourth down and punting situation for the Lions.
Safety came up. Jacob Smitherman came up and made a good tackle, and it's a good thing because he had a lot of green grass if he doesn't make that stop.
Well, the punting unit is not on. It is fourth down and four for the Lions, and now they're sending some subs in and subs out, and it looks like they'll punt it away.
Number one's their punter.
Aaron Mitchell, one of their dynamic wide receivers, is back in the punting formation.
The Yeoman aren't too sure. They're dropping back one safety.
I think that's Johnny Alexander who is going back, as Mitchell is only about 9 yards back, and he's going to rugby-style punt it, and he barely gets it off. It's going to hit at the 38 and take a Teague roll down to about the 27-yard line. Well, that was an interesting punt. I don't know that he had made his mind up yet whether he was going to punt that ball or not.
I don't know either, but he was keying somebody. The Yeoman did a good job and made him punt the ball. Now we see what we can do on offense.
So the Yeo defense does their thing. They stopped that opening drive of this potent Teague Lion offense, and now the Yeo offense will come onto the field for the first time tonight. Our first quarter tonight is brought to you by Texas Farm Bureau Insurance Company. Call Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau agent in Cameron, at 697-6488. Twin receivers to both sides. The ball is on the left hash mark as the Yeoman work from our right to left here in the first quarter. Nickerson, quick pass right side. It is caught by Sims. Sims is trying to get outside. He's across the up to the 30 for a short gain. Good quick response out there by the Teague defense.
Yes, they can fly from sideline to sideline. They've got good pursuit.
Second down and 7 for the Yeoman. Smith, Wells, and Sims all wide to the wide side of the field. That is the left side. Vincent Vargas alone wide to the right. Third and 7 from the Yeo 30. No score. Opening drive for the Yeoman. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon Smith right up the middle. And Trayon is smothered at about the 33-yard line. And that sets up a third down and 4 now for the Yeoman.
Well, the Lions have lined up in a 4-3. Then they go to a 4-2. That time they jumped around and took one of their inside linebackers, put him outside, and rushed him right into the heart of that play. So they're going to do a lot of stuff to try to confuse the running game for the Cameron Yeoman.
Third down and 4 for the Yeoman. They need the 37-yard line. Ball is at the 33. Nickerson takes the snap, fakes the handoff, hands off to Aaron Sims. Aaron is in traffic. He will not even get back to the line of scrimmage. Maybe back to the line, but no more. And it's a 4th and 4 for the Yeoman.
Well, the outside linebacker, As soon as you're the outside linebacker away from where Aaron Sims is lined up and you see that play developing, they came right up and were sitting there, had more folks than we do, so they've done their homework on that play.
Lone safety is Xavier Dixon back to receive the punt from Jacob Smitherman on a 4th and 4 from the 33-yard line. The Yeoman are 3 and out in their opening possession. The snap is a good one. And Smitherman gets an end-over-end line drive punt off. It's going to hit and take a Yeoman bounce inside the 30, down to about the 27-yard line.
A good punt by Jacob Smitherman, because they look up and there's one safety back there and 53 yards from sideline to sideline. It gave him no chance to touch that football.
So the Lions will have it for the second time here in this first quarter. 8:21 left in the first quarter. As the Lions will come to the line of scrimmage, sending twins to the right, one to the left. And Skinner in the backfield, Copeland back there with him, and here's the snap. Dropping back, quick pass right side, one-on-one. Mitchell avoids the tackle and spins up across the 35 to the 37. Johnny Alexander was coming in, but Mitchell was able to escape his effort and pick up 9 on the reception.
Johnny Alexander came up, and we would have had him for about a 3-yard gain, but he avoided him and made a good run out of it.
This time, twins to the left. That is Shepard and Mitchell. One man to the right is West. And Van Winkle is a tight end on the right side. Copeland in the backfield with Austin Skinner, the quarterback. Second down and a yard from the 36. And a quick pass as Skinner's rolling left. Sets up, can't find anybody, and now throws one away. I don't know that he was outside the pocket, but there was absolutely nobody there. Maybe he got outside but then ran back into the pocket. Good pressure by the yeoman, good coverage downfield, and it's 3rd and 1.
Well, that's going to have to be the case, because as long as you can make 15 run around and try to throw the football, you've got an advantage. But if you let him sit back there behind that big offensive line, he'll do some damage.
Twins to the left, one man wide to the right. That's Van Winkle. He is guarded by Jaylon Bryant. And Skinner wants to throw again. Sets up, throws one. This one is caught. There is a flag. And across the 45, down to the 41-yard line, goes West. We'll see what the flag is. And it looks like it may go against the yeoman.
No, that's an orange.
Oh, that's an orange towel. That's not a flag. My apologies.
A slant-in pass that picked up a bunch of yards.
Here we go. Trips wide to the left, one to the right, 1st and 10 from the 42-yard line. The Teague Lions are on the move. And West, no, I'm sorry, that is Skinner. He's going to keep it around the left side, and he is inside the 25, the 20, and finally down at the 18-yard line.
Well, the right defensive end, that is nothing more than a read option. He sticks it in the tailback's belly, and he reads that defensive end. If the defensive end closes, he keeps it. And not only did the end close, but the outside linebacker did too.
So Skinner with a big run there, and it's 1st and 10 inside the Yo red zone. And here is a flag before the play started, and probably a good thing for the Lions, because DeAndre Adams, or maybe that was Jesse Valdez, wrapped up Copeland at the handoff. We'll see what the flag is. It's going to go against the Lions for illegal procedure. False start is the call.
First penalty of the ball game.
And it's 1st down and 15 now for the Lions from the 23-yard line. It is West and Mitchell wide to the right. Shepard wide to the left. Copeland in the backfield with Skinner. Skinner takes the snap and the quick pass right side. That is Mitchell. And Mitchell is down at the 18-yard line. Jacob Smitherman along with Titus Lewis on the tackle. That's a gain of about 8 yards. But with the penalty, 7 yards given, but with the penalty marked off the previous play, it is 2nd down and 8 now for the Lions.
Well, the Yeomen have a cornerback, and then that's fairly close to the line. Then the safeties are back, and they're throwing that ball out into the behind the line of scrimmage.
2 to the wide side of the field. Mitchell wants to throw right side. It is caught and dropped. Great defensive coverage by Jaylon Bryant. Mitchell was, or rather West, was the intended receiver on a slant pattern, but Bryant was right there to knock it away, and it's 3rd down and 8.
That was a great defensive play that time by number 2.
Van Winkle alone wide to the left. The ball is on the right hash mark, and we've got a wad of receivers wide to the right.
I think they want to go to Van Winkle out there all by himself.
And now a man in motion, but it's a handoff to Copeland, and he is inside the 10, down to the 5-yard line. We had him behind the line of scrimmage.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman were pursuing, but they over-pursued. The backside, there was nobody there when he cut back, and there was a big running lane right up the middle.
So it is first and goal for the Lions from the 5-yard line. They will send Van Winkle wide to the left, and again, a wad of receivers wide to the right, kind of a diamond formation. And now Mitchell goes in motion, and he gets the ball around the left side. He avoids one man in the backfield. That was Darryl Flores, but he caused enough chaos, and help arrived, and it's a loss of 3 yards back to the 8-yard line.
You won't see that play very often.
Not if it winds up like
well,
that.
Well, no, a lot of times they'll use him to go across in front, and then they give off to the tailback behind that guard and tackle, just like Rockdale and Refurio used a great deal against us.
Twins to both sides this time for the Lions. Second down and goal from the 8-yard line. Skinner dropping straight back, looking right, flushed out of the pocket, going to run. Now he throws it on the run, and this is out of bounds, away from everybody, and it is third and goal.
Well, thank goodness we had a good rush on him that time. That was DeAndre Adams coming after him, along with number 78, Jesse Valdez, and made him run. If you can make him go from side to side and throw on the run, you're way ahead of the game. It's when you let him stand back there and he has the whole field to throw to, that's tough.
We have some substitutions in for the Lions as Shepard checks out and Devontre Brooks is in. And now an I formation, the fullback is Zach Harris. Copeland is the tailback, and under center goes Skinner. He's going to hand off to Copeland over right side. Copeland down to the 4-yard line, and it is fourth and goal.
Well, they came out with two tight ends that time, an I formation and one man split wide. It'll be interesting to see what they do now, but they're going for it.
Fourth and goal from the 4-yard line. Again, the I formation personnel still in there. As E.J. Salinas, the fullback, gets instructions from Skinner, who goes under center, takes the snap. Makes a handoff. Skinner rolling. Now throws one. And this one is out of the reach of the intended receiver and out of bounds to boot. And the Yeoman have held, but there is a flag on the play. Let's see what the flag is. It is going to be ineligible receiver. That penalty will be declined, and the Yeo defense has put up a great stand right there. That was an 11-play drive that started back at the Teague 27-yard line, and the Yeoman stiffened up and held them after reaching the 4-yard line first and goal. That's where the ball is, and the Yeoman take over.
It'll be interesting to see what kind of defense they throw up. Are they going to try to contain and shut the offense down right here so they can get the ball back in great field position, or are they going to play the regular defense? And
well, the Yeoman have only ran three offensive plays so far here in the first quarter. Our first quarter tonight brought to you by Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau insurance agent. Empty backfield for Nickerson, dropping back with five receivers over the middle, and this one is intercepted. There is a flag at the 20-yard line, but it's intercepted at the 30, and coming back the other way is Mitchell, and he dives down to the 15. Fumble. There's a fumble when he dives down, but we'll see what the officials say. I'm not sure who recovered the fumble.
Well, there was something wrong with that because that pass went right straight over everybody and right to Teague.
And let's see. It's going to go against the Lions for holding, and that's probably the holding up of the intended receiver that never got where he was supposed to go.
Absolutely. It was Corey Smith that was being held because he had to go back and pick up his armband.
So it's first and 10 for the Yeoman. They move the ball out to the 14-yard line. Sims and Jalon Bryant wide to the left. Jordan Wells and Vincent Vargas wide to the right. No, that's Corey. No, it's Vargas. Trayon Smith in the backfield with Nickerson. Here's the snap to Nickerson, and it's going to be a handoff to Trayon right up the middle, and Trayon dives across the 20, up to the 22-yard line for a gain of 7.
Linebacker number 61 just got hold of a leg enough to trip him up. But other than that, it was going to be clear sailing.
No score here for the Yeoman. A great defensive stand inside the five-yard line for the Yeoman. It turns the ball over on downs, and the Yeo offense working the other direction now. Second down and three from the Yeo 21-yard line. Trips wide to the right, one to the left. Nickerson will hand off to Trayon again. Trayon is banging his way up to the 25-yard line, and that'll move the chains.
He just ran over a safety. Safety number one came up there, and Trayon just lowered his shoulder and went and got three more.
First and 10 now for the Yeoman from their own 25-yard line.
And that safety is limping a little bit.
Vargas, Wells, and Sims all wide to the right. Jalon Bryant in for Sakuri Smith. He is wide to the left. From the 25-yard line, the Yeoman have it first and 10, moving right to left here in the first quarter. And that is with a light southeast breeze at their back. And the handoff is again to Trayon. Trayon is in traffic at the line of scrimmage. His forward progress will net him a yard.
Well, the left side just rose up that time and shucked a few blockers and did a good job. Big 75, their left defensive tackle, and he'll switch from side to side, is also their center, and he weighs 270 pounds, and he moves pretty good for a big man.
Whitney and Kirbyville are tied up 7-all with 9-10 left in the first quarter here. 2:35 left in the first quarter. No score. Second and 9 for the Yeoman from their own 26-yard line. Trips wide to the right. And Nickerson wants to throw. Sets up, throws across the middle. He's got a man and throws too tall. Vincent Vargas wide open at around the 36-yard line.
I mean, he was wide, wide open. And that ball just got away from him.
And Mitchell, yeah, number one, Mitchell, the wide receiver, is limping, and he's in a little bit of pain. He just left the field.
Trayon Smith running over you will do that to you.
Third down and 9 for the Yeoman. Need a big play here. Sakuri Smith back in. He goes wide to the left. It is Sims, Wells, and Vargas wide to the right. Ball is between the hash marks as the Yeoman move away from the clock end zone. Nickerson dropping straight back. He's going to dump a pass out to Trayon. Trayon in traffic, avoids a man, comes to the outside, breaks another tackle, but he's spun down at the 29-yard line. A lot of running for about 3 yards, and the Yeoman will have to punt. So the punting unit is on. Number 24 for the Teague Lions is Xavier Dixon. He is back to receive this punt from Jacob Smitherman. No score here as we are under 2 minutes to play here in the first quarter. And the snap is a good one, and Smitherman gets the punt off. It's a wobbly punt that's going to hit and take a Teague Lion bounce back to the 47-yard line of the Yeoman.
Did not get all of that punt. Shanked it off to the right of his foot.
A very short punt. And the Teague Lions will start off this drive in Yeo territory at the 47-yard line. 1:32 left here in the first quarter. Our first quarter tonight brought to you by Benton Watson, your Farm Bureau insurance agent in Cameron. Call 697-6488. We have no score here in this game. Both teams now with two possessions. The Teague Lions were down inside the Yeo 5-yard line, first and goal, and the Yeo defense held. Here we go. From the Yeo 47, the Lions sent twins to the right, one to the left, and Skinner wants to throw. Sets up and throws long down the field, and he's got a man, but broken up by John Washington at the very last minute at the 10-yard line.
Because the receiver was about 4 or 5 yards behind him, and had that pass been a little further, it would have been tough. But Washington was right there to tip it away.
Great defensive play by John Washington. Intended receiver was Shepard, and it's second and 10 from the Yeo 47. Trips go wide to the right, one to the twins to the left, as Skinner will have an empty backfield. From the Yeo 47-yard line. Most of this game, the first quarter, has been played inside Yeo territory. Here we go. 5 wideouts. Ball is on the left hash mark. Skinner dropping straight back. He's going to be flushed. There's a screen pass. Oh, my goodness. And again, John Washington sniffed that out. It's incomplete. And it's better that it was for Teague, or they'd have lost 5 yards.
Well, I'm going to tell you what, he wasn't that far from an interception. He was right there on top of that play. Had he made that interception, he'd have caught it on the run, headed for his own goal line.
Zacchaeus Bell checks in for Copeland, the freshman running back, and he will be in the backfield with Skinner. Twin receivers go to both sides now on a 3rd and 10 from the 47. And the Yeoman will be flagged for offsides. This is going to be a free play for the Teague Lions. A long pass downfield. He hauled it in at the 5-yard line. The Yeoman had 2 defenders back there on Shepherd.
And one of the defenders saying, I got shoved in the back. But it makes no difference. The official did not throw a flag.
And it's 1st and goal from the 5-yard line. That was a free play for Skinner as Jesse Valdez was caught in the neutral zone. And he had nothing to lose to air that one out, and it worked out for them.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman held him 1st and goal earlier. Let's see if they can do it again.
I formation this time. Under center is Skinner, and he will take the snap and hand off to Copeland. Copeland is inside the 1-yard line and down to about the 1-foot line.
Ibarra made the stop down there after the fine run. Alex Ibarra made the tackle that stopped him from getting in the end zone.
2nd down and goal from the 1 as Skinner will have a I formation behind him, goes under center, and he will hand off again to Copeland. This time Copeland is hit. Ooh. He does not get in.
No, sir.
DeAndre Adams led the charge there that kept Copeland out of the end zone, and it's 3rd and goal.
He stuck him right underneath the shoulder pads, and I mean he drove him back.
He lost about a 1/2 yard. They're back to the 1-yard line now where it's 3rd down and goal.
I would anticipate a play-action pass.
A long time here getting the play in for the Lions. The play clock has not even started yet. I'm not sure the quarter is out. That's the end of the 1st quarter of play. No score, but the Teague Lions are knocking on the door. 3rd and goal from the 1 when we come back. This is Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
There are 3 companies in the U.S. who keep reports on your credit. Equifax, TransUnion, and Experian. Each gives you a score according to their report, and in many instances determines if credit will be available to you. You can get a free copy of your credit report from each reporting agency through www.annualcreditreport.com. It's important to know the score. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
Welcome back as the Cameron Yeoman have their backs to the wall. They've had it there most of the 1st quarter, it seems like. It is 3rd and goal from the 1 for the Teague Lions when we get underway here in the 2nd quarter. Sam Berry and Circle S Barbecue and Cameron Cleaners present to you 2nd quarter playoff action tonight. Circle S Barbecue open Friday and Saturdays on Highway 77 in Cameron. And, of course, Cameron Cleaners providing dry cleaning services, embroidery, and Yeoman apparel downtown Cameron. Here we go. Skinner coming back in with the play. As now the Yeoman will have a light southeast breeze in their face and will be moving from our right, left to right when they have the ball. Right now the Teague Lions have it, trying to punch it in for the 1st score of the night. 3rd and goal from the 1. Under center goes Skinner. I formation behind him. And here is the handoff to the tailback, and he drives his legs in for the touchdown.
He was hit by Alex Ibarra. Alex came in from the side. But that offensive line has surged forward enough that he fell into the end zone for the touchdown.
Myron Busby makes the haul for 1 yard and the touchdown, and the Teague Lions have drawn first blood on the 1st play of the 2nd quarter. Here is the extra point, and Mario Medina will do those chores, and here's the snap. The kick is blocked. It is blocked. It is going to be picked up by the Yeoman. Going the other way, it's a foot race to the 50, to the 40. Nobody's going to catch him. It will be a touchdown, or rather a two-point. Darrell Flores for 2 points for the Yeoman.
I was so afraid somebody was going to go ahead and throw a block, but there was no need for the block as Darrell Flores just outran him.
I'm not sure who blocked it, but Darryl was tried a couple of times to scoop it up, and he finally got it on about the third hop, and it was a foot race of about 80 yards after he picked that up, and it's 6-2. So that's a silver lining when your opponent scores.
Absolutely.
And the first time that's happened all season for the Yeoman. There's the block, and I think that might have been Jesse Valdez.
I believe it was.
Valdez, number 78, might have been the one to block it. So Corey Smith was trailing Darryl Flores and wasn't going to let anybody near him as Flores takes it the other way for the two-point conversion. And our score is 6-2. We'll take a 30-second break and be back in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Seal it up for less during November at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron. Right now, you get fillet spray foam in a 10-ounce can for just $3.49. This handy tool permanently seals cracks and openings. Fill out your spaces with 180% expansion. That space hard to reach? This can spray upside down. So get your can now for just $3.49 while supplies last this November at Anderle Lumber Company, U.S. Highway 190 West in Cameron.
Well, here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. It was an extra point blocked by Valdez and returned 80 yards by Darryl Flores for the 2 points that the Yeoman have on the board. But the Yeoman trail 6-2. They'll get the ball on this kickoff by the Teague Lions checking some scores. Kirbyville now has jumped out on top of Whitney 22-7 midway through the first quarter. Boy, they scored a couple of times really quick right there. Let's see. Rockdale Tigers are up on Buna 21-0 in that area round playoff game. And teeing it up for the Lions, I think that's Zach Harris.
Now, they have a history of kicking off the ball not going very deep. Now, he can kick off deep, but usually they kick the ball down to around the 35 or the 30-yard line and off to the side, so that you don't have the whole field to return to.
Here is the kickoff. It's a high, short kick. It's going to be fair caught at the 35-yard line. And that was Brandon Wilkins on the fair catch for the Yeoman. And the Yeoman will have it first and 10. Looks like they might have gypped him a yard. They're marking it. No, there it is, 35-yard line.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman offense has got to get going. This defense that we talked about giving up as many points as they have, Cameron Yeoman have only had, two first downs, and one of them was from a holding penalty.
Or that may be the only.
Maybe.
First down. Twins go to both sides as the Yeoman work from our left to right. Direct snap to Trayon Smith, and he is going to have to bounce outside. And he carries one defender out of bounds up at the 40-yard line for a tough 5-yard run.
Pretty good job of blocking in there by the offensive center that time. Jason Anastadiadis was blocking on that big 270-pound tackle and did a good job.
It's second down and 5 for the Yeoman. It is Wells and Vargas wide to the right. That's Sims and Smith wide to the left. And Trayon Smith in the backfield with Nickerson. Nickerson fakes, no hands off to Trayon. He's hit in the backfield and spun down.
Outside linebacker is sitting right there. He's sitting there just keying on Trayon Smith. And as soon as he started this way, he came up. And so the Cameron Yeoman are going to have to take advantage of that, maybe faking to Trayon and throwing into that area because the outside linebacker came up, and that gives them a 6- or 7-man line.
Third down and 7 for the Yeoman. A loss of third down and 8, actually. A loss of 3 yards by Trayon on that handoff. Twin receivers to both sides. Ball between the hash marks. The Yeoman need the 45-yard line to keep this drive going. There's the snap dropping back as Nickerson. He has time. He throws across the middle. He's got a man, a diving effort, but he led Sakori Smith too much. And Nickerson is just a tad bit off on his passes tonight.
Yep. Had two receivers across the middle wide open, missed one, and that one was just a little too far out in front of him.
Another 3-and-out for the Yo offense, and Jacob Smith went on to punt it away. He's got a light breeze in his face. As back to receive the punt is Xavier Dixon, and the Yo defense is going to have a talk with the offense if this keeps up, because they're not getting much of a break. Here we go from the 37-yard line. Smitherman takes the snap, and he will boot it away. It's an end-over-end punt. It's going to be fair caught at the 35.
They almost got through. Number 75 for them. Their offensive center and defensive tackle came awfully close to getting back there to that punt.
So the O defense back onto the field. One thing you got to do is prevent that big play. And this is a big play offense, this Teague Lion offense. First and 10 from the Teague 35-yard line. They will send Shepherd and Van Winkle wide to the left, Mitchell and West wide to the right. It's Copeland in the backfield with, and there's a flag.
Yep.
Illegal procedure is going to be the call against the Lions.
The left guard just did a little flinch. One of our linebackers decided to move, and when he did, that guard also flinched.
So it'll be first and 15 now for the Lions. The Lions lead the Yeomen 6-2. A third down bomb set them up first and goal at the 5, and they punched it in on third down. And then the Yeoman blocked the extra point, and Darryl Flores returned it the other way. Twins to both sides. Here's the handoff to Copeland right up the middle with room. Across the 40, and he's up to the 44-yard line. That is a 14-yard run right up the heart of the Yeo defense.
Yes, there was no faking or anything else. They just gave off on the straight blast, and he went to that offensive line, did a good job.
Second down and one now for the Lions. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left. Skinner checking the formations, and now he'll take the snap, and he'll hand off again. But this time, slapped down in the backfield for a loss of 3 yards. Jesse Valdez snuffs out Copeland.
Well, what we did is we took the two defensive ends. Instead of staying to the outside, they came inside and shot between the tackle and the guard, and nobody was there to touch him.
Well, there was an orange flag on the turf, but apparently that was a Teague flag, very close to the deep yellow flags that the officials use. Trips go wide to the right, third down and 4 now. Skinner dropping straight back, sets up. He's going to wants to throw, pumps, and now he's throwing down across the middle, broken up. Jaylon Bryant back there to break it up down at the 25-yard line.
Another good play by Jaylon Bryant, but the thing about it is he got to stand back here. When you rush just three men like that, he's standing back there, has all the time in the world, and he's got receivers running all over the field. The only time he's really had any trouble is when we have made him run to his right or his left trying to throw the football.
So the punting unit apparently is on, and that is Mitchell. He does the Rugsby style, and I think he kind of has a choice of whether to punt it or not. He's only about 7 yards deep, and here's the Rugsby punt, end over end, and a good one. It's going to go over the head of Aaron Sims and roll out of bounds at the 12-yard line.
Maybe closer to, well, yeah, you're right, right on the 12. Pretty good kick. And when you have one safety back, all he has to do is kick it away from him.
So the Yeoman, with 9:01 left in the first half, still looking for their first earned first down. They got one on a holding penalty.
Well, everybody talked
and I
about.
I think they got one more. I think Trayon Smith got a first down.
Everybody has talked about this defense, you know, how many points they've given up. But I'm going to tell you what, right this minute, they're playing rather rock solid. Of course, we've had two people wide open over the middle and just missed them.
Twins go to both sides. Yeoman at their own 12-yard line now, first and 10. And Nickerson will hand off to Trayon up the middle. Trayon has wrestled down at the 14-yard line, a gain of a couple.
Well, we're going to have to do a better job on the defensive ends. They just came off of the block of the tackle that time and just grabbed hold of him. He never had a chance to get going.
Second down and 8 for the Yeoman, and they have really sputtered offensively so far tonight.
A lot of green grass out here.
From the 14-yard line, Reed Nickerson will take the snap. Quick pass left side, and that one's thrown behind Jordan Wells, but he hauls it in. But he has no rhythm to keep it going up at the 17-yard line. A short completion, and it's third down and 5.
Well, their coaches are yelling over here in the press box about the defensive guys coming inside and nobody picked him up. He had to throw that ball in a hurry.
So it is third down and five for the Yeoman. Ball is on the right hash mark as the Yeoman sends two receivers to each side. They need the 22. Here's the snap. Nickerson, draw play to Trayon Smith. Right up the middle, he bounces outside but can't get free and loses a yard.
Oh, that defense is keying on number 24. And I hope he doesn't get exasperated because right this minute, they're putting their hands on the offensive lineman and they're watching number 24 to see where he's going. He and 14 are marked men, so the quarterback and the passing game is going to have to start getting effective because they are just determined to shut down Trayon Smith.
Well, we were hoping we wouldn't have to punt tonight. I think this is our fourth punt of the night. Jacob Smitherman back to receive the deep snap on another three and out by the O offense.
Well, they only have one safety back, so maybe you can kick it away from him.
It's a line drive. It's going to be fielded right at the 42-yard line. It was punted virtually right to him.
I know. One safety back, he's got 53 yards to try to cover. And if you kick it to the right or the left of him, hard and low, just like he kicked it, it's going to hit and roll. But we're kicking right to him, and he's making a fair catch. And now they have the ball in great field position again at the Cameron 42-yard line.
Our second quarter tonight is brought to you by Circle S Barbecue and Cameron Cleaners. They'll send twins to the left, one to the right, and it's Copeland in the backfield with Skinner. From the Yo 42, the handoff is to Copeland. He's wrapped up at the line of scrimmage and driven back. No gain.
Big number 78,
Jesse Valdez
and DeAndre Adams, along with Alex Ibarra on that stop.
Eddie Luna also in on the tackle. And it's second down and 10 now for the Lions. It is Mitchell and Shepard wide to the left. Van Winkle is the slot receiver, rather the tight end, one man wide to the right. I think that is West dropping straight back, looking left, and throws one, dumps it out to Mitchell. Mitchell stiff arms, trying to break free. He's at the 40 and dives down to the 38-yard line. A lot of little shifty moves there by Mitchell, but he only nets about 4 yards.
Well, our safety and cornerback, both of them came over, knocked each other off of the play. And the defensive end and outside and inside linebacker got out here in time to make the play. Alex Ibarra and Luna.
Sets up a third down and 6 now for the Lions from the Yo 38-yard line. Twins to the right and left. It is Van Winkle and Shepard wide to the left. It's Mitchell and West, the power receivers for the Lions, wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field, and Mitchell and Skinner wants to throw. Looking, sets up. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, and he has to dump this one away. It's intercepted by Jaylon Bryant, going the other way. He's to the 50, the 40. He's to the 30, the 25, and out of bounds, Jaylon Bryant.
All Jaylon Bryant had to do was break towards the middle because he had a blocker there, and he went to the sideline instead and got knocked out of bounds. Had he broken towards the middle of the field, he'd have been in the end zone.
Well, Jaylon's going to have to give the pat on the rear to Jesse Valdez and a couple of others that really forced that interception as not a wise throw by Skinner. But nonetheless, he was on the run for his life when he made that throw. And Jaylon Bryant had a head of steam going the other way, almost a pick six. But the Yeomen have it deep in the territory of the Lions now at their 23-yard line, first and 10. As they send trips to the wide side of the field, one man wide to the left. The Yeoman offense needs to cash in on this. Here's a handoff to Trayon Smith, left side. Trayon inside the 20 and down to the 18-yard line. That's a gain of 5. And we're inside the Mullers Discount Center red zone for the first time tonight.
Well, the offensive line is being challenged. I'm telling you now, they've got number 22 in there, number 75. They're both the tackles. They're pretty strong, those defensive ends. Plus, the linebackers are coming up. And so that offensive line cannot afford to miss anybody.
Trips go wide to the right, one man wide to the left for the Yeoman from the 18-yard line of the Lions. Nickerson will take the snap. He's going to throw. Sets up, pumps once, and now throws down to the corner of the end zone. And this is way too far. So Corey Smith would have been 5 yards out of the end zone if he caught that one.
Well, we're going to have trouble throwing that pass with them playing two deep safeties and then playing five man across here. They're covering us almost man for man here with two safeties deep. It's going to be hard to get deep unless you come across the middle where we've had two receivers open.
Third down and five for the Yeoman from the Teague 18-yard line. Trips wide to the right. It is Darryl. No, it's Sakori Smith wide to the left. And again, Nickerson wants to throw. Quick pass over the middle, and he misses Vincent Vargas again, wide open at the five-yard line.
It's wide open across the middle. It's there. We're just not making the connection.
It is fourth down and five. .441 left in the first half, and I think the Yeomen are going to use their first time out of the half here and talk things over. It will be fourth down and five. They need the 13. The line of scrimmage. I don't know what y'all are talking about. Talk to me.
Timeouts here.
Oh, the timeout is Teague. All right, but the Yeomen need the 13, and the ball is at the 20. About the 18, so it's a fourth and five situation for the Yeoman when they come back to play. Well, Teague calls their first time out of the half.
Well, Teague has got number 24, Trayon Smith. They are not penetrating a whole lot. They're putting their hands on the offensive lineman and watching to see where he's going. The outside linebackers are doing the very same thing. If it's not a pass, they're watching. And so if he tries to bounce it outside, they're sitting there. We have got to have the passing game to get them out of that defense.
Here we go on a fourth down and five from the Teague 18-yard line. Trips wide to the right. The ball is on the left hash mark. Sakori Smith is alone wide to the left. And Nickerson dropping back, sets up, lobs a pass over the middle for Aaron Sims. He's got it. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Well, I've been waiting. They cannot cover him one-on-one. You know better than that. And he broke to the inside, and there he was. The pass was right on the money.
And the Yeoman have taken the lead with 4:33 left here in the first half. 8-6 is our score. The extra point coming up as John Washington will hold for Eric Sanchez on the extra point. And the extra point coming up, we'll recap that scoring drive for you in just a moment. It was all set up by a Jaylon Bryant interception. Here's the kick. It's up and it's good. And with 4:33 left in the half, 9-6 is our new score. The Cameron Yeoman go 23 yards in four plays, and the 18-yard connection between Nickerson and Sims, the clincher for that score. The extra point was good, and the Yeoman are up 9-6. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Don's Paint and Body, with more than 20 years of experience, also specializing in windshield repair and replacement, taking the dents out of accidents. Don's Paint and Body on West 4th across from Brookshire Brothers in Cameron. Call 697-2011. Well, it took a Jaylon Bryant pick and return inside the 25-yard line to get the Yeo offense going. But the Yeomen have finally reached pay dirt with their offense and lead this one 9-6.
And once again, the quarterback, Skinner, had to be on the move. As long as he can stand back there behind that offensive line and have four receivers running across the field, it's hard to cover them. But when he has to move from side to side or dance around, he's not nearly as accurate.
Well, the Yeoman will kick it off now. Jaleel Pope to do the kicking off. And we have 4:33 left here in our second quarter, presented to you tonight by Circle S Barbecue and Cameron Cleaners. And the ball keeps blowing off the tee. We'll update you on some other scores from around the area. The Rockdale Tigers, let's see, lead Buna 27-6 midway through the second quarter. And the Whitney Lions trailing 38-15 early in the second quarter. That is a offensive showdown there. We thought this might be that, but it's turning out to be a defensive war.
Well, now, so far it is.
Yeah. John Washington will just hold it for Jaleel Pope. It doesn't seem that way. Well, the wind's picking up a little bit, isn't it? Now Aaron Sims will run, do the holding chores.
Well, yeah, we're going to have that safety. Safety hold it.
All right, here we go. The kickoff is angled to the far side. It's going to be fielded at the 18-yard line, up across the 25 to the 30-yard line and driven back. And that's where the Teague Lions will have it first and 10.
Well, the Omen are kicking off to the far side, either side, because they know they like to return it up the middle, which makes that Teague Lion have to field the ball and run to the middle, which means he's running across the field, giving the Cameron Yeoman coverage team time to get down.
First and 10 for the Lions. 4:25 left in the half. The Yeoman lead it 9-6. Shepherd comes wide to the left. Mitchell and West go wide to the right. And it's Copeland in the backfield. The tight end, Van Winkle, is on the left side. Skinner will hand off to Copeland. Copeland is hit by Ryan Cullen and driven back. He'll feel that one tomorrow.
He will. That was a picture-perfect tackle by a line, by anybody. But the linebacker stepped in there and really put the stop on him after a one-yard gain.
Second down and 9 from the 31-yard line. This time Shepherd wide to the left, and they will load up the right side with three receivers. That is West Van Winkle and Jalon Davis. And Copeland again in the backfield with Skinner. Skinner takes the snap, and he's going to hand off to Copeland again. Copeland is wrestled down behind the line of scrimmage. A loss of 3 yards back to the 28-yard line. That was actually Mitchell on the carry.
Darryl Flores made that stop.
And Darryl Flores gets the credit for the loss on the play of 2 yards back to the 29-yard line, and it's third and 11.
I'm wondering what Teague did with that play where they ran straight up the field with the tailback while ago for about 12 yards.
We've got some speed in the backfield now. Aaron Sims back there, along with Johnny Alexander on a third and long. Twins go wide right, one man to the left, and Mitchell's going to throw it. I mean, Skinner, he sets up and he throws down the middle. Nobody is open. Great defense down there by Aaron Sims. He was the closest one to the ball, covering Shepherd, and it's fourth and 11.
I'm going to tell you what, Shepherd was about a half a step from shoving him in the back. That could have been pass interference, but he pulled up just in time.
So it is a punting situation for the Lions, who couldn't get anything going, and the Yo defense really stiffening up here against the Lions, and Aaron Sims will be back to receive this punt from Mitchell.
Well, Sims is lined up on the left hash mark because the right-footed punter usually goes that direction. Here he goes.
And it's going to be angled, a great nose-over punt, angled to the far side. He had a wind at his back as well, and it's going to roll dead inside the 30 at the 26-yard line.
Well, they had a wide receiver who got free. Number 2 was already down there, and Aaron had no chance of fielding that ball and getting any kind of return. Good coverage that time by the Lions.
So first and 10 for the Yeoman now from their own 26-yard line with 2:46 left in the first half. The Yeoman with a 9-6 lead. And still their offense, the Yeo offense, hasn't really shined yet tonight.
Well, that offense, the passing game has got to start clicking across the middle because they are zeroed in on number 24 and 14 as far as the running game is going.
Wells and Vargas wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field. Ball is on the left hash mark, and it's Sims and Sakori Smith wide to the left. First and 10 from the Yo 26-yard line for the Yeoman. Nickerson will take the snap. Quick pass. No, it's going to be. There's that fake, and Vincent Vargas has it at the 45. He's to midfield, and he's wrestled down at the 47-yard line. There's that fake to Sims and the pass downfield to Vincent Vargas that you were talking about.
And we've been talking about for 2 or 3 weeks.
And, boy, did it work.
He goes down like he's going to block, and they bring Sims to the outside. The corner comes up, the receiver takes off down the field.
27 yards by the catch and run by Vargas, and Nickerson will draw play to Trayon Smith across the 40, the 35, the 30. He's inside the 25 and down to the 22-yard line, Trayon Smith. Two big plays, and the Yeoman are knocking on the red zone.
Well, when you get some execution out of your offense like that, you can get us into the open field.
23 yards on that scamper. It's the longest of the night for Trayon, and it's first and 10 at the Teague 23. Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. Ball is between the hash marks. Yeoman working toward the clock end zone. Nickerson dropping straight back. Sets up, throws a short pass out to Aaron Sims. He's inside the 15. And Stutter steps inside the 10. And down to the 9-yard line goes Aaron Sims.
Well, I'm not going to say what that defensive man just misplaced, but number 17 went right, left, and fell on the ground.
They marked it at the 8-yard line, and it is first and goal for the Yeoman. Drive started three plays ago back at the Yeo 26-yard line. It's first and goal at the 8. 1:48 left in the first half. Yeoman looking to add to their 9-6 lead. Twins go to both sides. Ball is on the right hash mark. Trayon Smith to the left of Nickerson in the backfield. Long wait on the snap. Here it is. Quick pass is down the left side, and the receiver falls down. Aaron Sims, the intended receiver, he just got his feet tangled up and fell down in the end zone.
Well, we're not going to get that pass. They're not coming up. We might be able to hit him short and let him run, but this going deep, they've got a safety sitting back there who's taller than he is, and he's not coming up. So that deep pass is going to be hard to execute.
We have a timeout called by the Teague Lions once again. That's their second of the half. And we'll take a 30-second break with them. A minute 43 remaining in the half. The Yeoman ups 9-6, and they have it second and goal from the 8 when we come back.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. Cameron.com.
Welcome back to Waco, Texas, where the Cameron Yeoman and the Teague Lions are battling it out here for a chance to move on to the third round of the playoffs. One more step closer to that elite state title. Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman on a second and goal from the 8-yard line. It is Wells and Vargas wide right, Sims and Smith wide left, and Trayon Smith in the backfield to the left of Reed Nickerson. And Smith will get the handoff, and he is hit behind the line of scrimmage on a big surge over the right side of the O offensive line, and it's a loss of 3 yards.
Well, the offensive line just did not pick up that stunt. They brought a linebacker and the left tackle, and they just penetrated. That's all there was to it. They just overwhelmed us on that side.
So it's third and goal now from the 12-yard line for the Yeoman. As, again, twin receivers go to each side. And Nickerson will take the snap, dropping back, sets up, has time, now flushed out of the... He's going to run it. He's got room inside the 5. He is in the score. Touchdown, Yeoman.
Boy, they were covering all of the receivers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 people were back there covering receivers. And Nickerson looked up and saw nothing but green grass and just sprinted right straight into the end zone.
Great heads-up play by the senior quarterback, Reed Nickerson, and the Yeoman are up 15-6. With the extra point coming up by Eric Sanchez, we'll recap that scoring drive for you in just a moment. John Washington to hold for Eric Sanchez. Here's the kick. It is up, and it is no good. Wide to the right. Not going to get that sticker again this week, Coach.
Nope.
But nonetheless, the Cameron Yeoman marched 73 yards in 7 plays, a big 27-yard Vargas catch, a 23-yard Trayon Smith run, and then the capper was the 12-yard scamper right up the middle by Reed Nickerson for the touchdown. The extra point failed, and with 1:01 left here in the first half, the Cameron Yeoman are up 15-6 over the Teague Lions. We're back in 30 seconds.
With more than 100 years of serving Central Texas, Buchholz State Bank is all about you, the customer. Banking with a personal touch, that's what Buchholz Bank does best. At Buchholz State Bank, you're not just a number. Discover the difference. Stop in at any of their three locations and visit with a personal banker about becoming a valued customer. Because we care. Buchholz State Bank in Buchholz. Cameron Branch, Buchholz State Bank, and Rogers Bank. Member FDIC.
Literally hundreds of folks listening online tonight, and that is all courtesy of VVM. We are live on the internet at KMIL.com, presented by VVM Internet Services of Temple, Waco, and Killeen. Call 778-8028 for VVM, your gateway to the information highway. Jaleel Pope will tee it up again for the Yeoman.
Somebody's going to have to hold it, though, because it won't stay on that tee.
A quick 1 minute and 45-second drive by the Yeoman that goes 73 yards in seven plays to put the Yeoman up by two scores, 15-6 over the Teague Lions. And here's the kickoff by Pope. High and angled to the far side, fielded at the 20-yard line. And right up the middle with some room. And now that's a foot race across midfield. One man to beat and nobody's going to catch him. That is Robbie West, who returns it 80 yards for the touchdown.
Well, we didn't kick that ball to the side like we have been kicking. We kicked that ball more right down to where the hash mark. And, boy, they did a great job of blocking it. And the Cameron Yeoman, we did not have number 14 in the ball game, who is usually one of our safeties. He was not in the ball game, and we had number 54, the kicker, trying to catch him, and that was not going to happen.
Well, the biggest spark of the night for the Teague Lions, an 80-yard kickoff return by Robbie West. And the Teague Lions have closed the gap. It's 15-12, the extra point coming up. They may go for two here. I don't know why, but Austin Skinner comes into the huddle. He's the quarterback, and they are going to go for two. I formation. It is number six, Zach Zias Bell is the fullback, and number 22, Myron Busby, the tailback. And Skinner will roll and make the throw, and it is incomplete. He wanted Busby down in the right side of the end zone, but overthrew him.
He's on the run, and when you've got him on the run, he's not near as accurate as he is when he's standing back there between the tackles. He had a receiver, number seven, was running back deep towards the back of the end zone, another one short, but because he was on the run, he could not be accurate.
Well, you got to feel like the Yeoman gave him one there. That was a cheap six. And the Yeoman have 48 seconds to work with when they get the ball here.
Well, we talked about this at the beginning of the ball game, that there's two things in the kicking game that have been an Achilles heel to us. One has been the extra points. We missed one of those, and it's been our kickoff coverage. We've given up way too many yards, and then they broke it that time all the way.
Aaron Sims and Sakori Smith back to receive the kickoff. We will probably not see them handle the ball.
No.
As these have been really short, high kicks by Zach Harris. And we've got, Daryl Flores and Vincent Vargas are the up backs. They stand at about the 35 to 40-yard line. And then Johnny Alexander and Ryan Cullen standing at about the 45-yard line. So we've got, you know, six hands people within 20, 30 yards.
That's Wilkins, number 45 over there.
Oh, is that Wilkins? Yeah. And here is the kickoff, another high kick. It's going to be fair caught by Wilkins. Again, he fumbles it, and the Yeoman have fallen on it. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, I'm telling you what.
No, that was Ryan Cullen that fumbled that ball. That was 42 right there. It wasn't 42.
45 is the one that fumbled it. 42 is there. But,
yeah.
My goodness, that ball was right there. Hit him right in the chest, went through his hand.
They're over there on the sidelines now trying to swallow their hearts up in the throat. The Yeoman have it at the 33-yard line, first and 10 with 45 seconds remaining. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left.
Well, they've got two deep safeties, and they're 20 yards deep.
And Nickerson, he will take the snap, dropping back, quick pass, left side over the middle. He's got a man, Sakori Smith, across the 40. 40, the 35, the 30, coming to the near side. He could score. He's to the 10. Sakori Smith, touchdown, Yeoman.
He almost
did that celebration, didn't he? Sakori Smith on the one play, 67-yard touchdown catch and run, and the Yeoman get that score back. It's 21-12.
Perfect pass right on the money, and then it was just all speed.
Well, that's the offense we're accustomed to seeing, a quick strike, high-scoring offense, and the Yeoman regain that lead, that two-touchdown or that two-score lead now with a 67-yard Sakori Smith touchdown catch and run.
Well, we thought we talked earlier in the week about this might be a track meet. We were hoping not because the defense is, you know, our defense plays a little better than that, and our defense has played well. But if you want somebody to score in a hurry, these two teams can do it.
Yes, they can. Our new score with the 32 seconds now left in the first half, 21-12, and we have another timeout. I didn't see who got charged that timeout, but the extra point coming up. Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, pretty simple. One play, 67 yards, Nickerson to Smith. Yeah, he almost did that little coast in the end zone, didn't he?
In fact, the official from the far side came over and had a little talk with him about, you know, any more and that flag will go flying. That would have been disastrous.
21-12 is our score. The Yeoman, you think they called this timeout to possibly, yeah, they did call the timeout, maybe go for two here and make it a 10-point game. It looks like, no, they're putting the tee down. Eric Sanchez will put the tee down at the 10 for the extra point.
It's a two-score game right this minute.
John Washington to hold. The snap is good. The kick is up. It is low, and it is off to the right. And again, the Yeoman cannot cash in on a simple extra point. We have had that plague all season long.
And nobody, it's not the rush or anything else. We're just not kicking it.
So the score remains 21-12. I think, Coach, we might have a better chance, if you just take the odds, of going for two. Maybe that ought to be what we start doing
touchdown. He may decide that.
You know, all you have to do is make one of each two touchdowns to equal an extra point every time.
That's right.
Nonetheless, the extra point fails, but the Yeoman strike back quickly. And what the Yeoman felt was a freebie to Teague. Teague is probably feeling they returned the favor with a freebie to the Yeoman, but what a beautifully executed pass from Reed Nickerson to Sakori Smith for 67 yards. One play, and there's still 32 seconds left on the clock. Plenty of time for either one of these teams.
Well, we talked about that. They had their safeties back 20 yards, and their linebackers were back, but Sakori Smith broke inside and made that catch, and then he just juked the safety out of position and outran everybody. I don't think Teague's used to seeing that kind of speed.
In 61 seconds, there have been three touchdowns scored. And, well, less than that. In 30 seconds, there have been three touchdowns scored. Because there's still 32 seconds left on the clock.
Hopefully, we won't kick it back there again.
Here's the kick. It's high and deep, and it is going to be fielded by Mitchell at the 18-yard line. At least they're not shying away. And Mitchell is across the 35, the 40-yard line, and driven out of bounds at the 40-yard line. Well, the fans wanted a flag, but these officials here are really holding the flags in their pockets, much like we saw last week. But the penalties aren't warranted like they were last week. But that could have been a 15-yarder against the Yeoman.
Well, Jordan Wells had hold of him going out of bounds, and I think because there were a couple of blockers over there as well, the officials decided not to throw the flag, but who knows what they're going to do on offense here.
First and 10 from the 41-yard line for the Lions. They've got twins to both sides, and the handoff right up the middle to Cooper, and he is tackled by Ryan Cullen on a great that's one of those that you draw up, Coach.
It is, but I'm going to tell you, if he doesn't make the tackle, we're getting ready to have another foot race. They can strike quickly.
Second down and nine. Clock under 5 seconds. And the final play of the half right here, barring a penalty. And Skinner will scramble. And he's going to throw. And he's going to have a man caught out of bounds at the 40. And that's the end of the first half. The Cameron Yeoman will take a 9-point lead to the locker rooms. At the half, it's the Yeoman 21 and the Lions 12. This is Yeoman Football on the Ranch. Things happen. You make a wrong choice. Turn down the wrong road. That's when you need a friend, someone you can trust. You need Rock and R Bail Bonds, operated by Curtis and Lisa Roden of Cameron. Call Rock and R Bail Bonds anytime at 254-697-6000. That's 254-697-6000. Rock and R Bail Bonds offers payment options, including debit and credit cards. Rock and R Bail Bonds, serving the entire Milam County area. Call 254-697-6000.
It's Mike Shelton.
And Scotty Shelton, with you again.
And we here at Miller's Discount Center in Cameron know what it takes to put together a winning team.
When you need to clean those uniforms, we have the latest washers and dryers.
Have to feed the team? No problem.
We carry ovens, even dishwashers.
Want to freeze the other team's kicker?
We even have freezers in stock.
But don't take our word for it.
Stop in at Miller's Discount Center just off Highway 77 at 1005 Industrial Boulevard in Cameron.
Hello, this is Melanie Sheffield, your Cameron Edward Jones Financial Advisor. I'd like to wish a happy Thanksgiving to all of our friends and neighbors. Here's hoping you enjoy a healthy and safe holiday. Each year, our team gives thanks as the number of friends we've made in this community grows. We have much to be grateful for, including your business and continued support. We wish you all the best this holiday season and in the coming new year from your friends and neighbors at Edward Jones. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
This is the Germania Insurance Halftime Report, live from the stadium. Brought to you by Sharon Rubach, your Germania Insurance agent in Cameron.
And welcome to the Germania Halftime Report. During our halftime show here tonight, we will have listened to the Yeo High School Marching Band. That is presented by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. We also have our Oscar Store Halftime Scoreboard coming your way. We've got our drawing of the Rattlers' third quarter touchdown giveaway, where we hope to give $60 gas card away tonight, because we didn't score in the third quarter last week. All that coming up on our Germania Halftime Report. Yeo Band, of course, being the visiting team, will march first, so we'll go down and give a listen. We'll also have the coach's corner talk about what's going on in the locker rooms, and we'll have our halftime stats with the best statistician on the earth, Chandler Barton. How about that? But we're not going to do that right now.
On the earth. That's good.
I got to change it up a little.
I noticed.
Coach, there were three touchdowns scored within the last minute and 5 seconds of the first half. No touchdown scored in the first quarter, but on the first play of the second quarter, of course, Teague scored their first touchdown, and we had 33 points scored in the second quarter.
Well, I think the Cameron Yeoman offense felt like they could score, but and we've had opportunities, but I don't think that they thought they'd be able to run the football a lot more, but I'm telling you right now that Teague has decided that 24 and 14 carrying the football are not going to be the guys that beat them. Of course, they're going to have to worry about Nickerson now, because he just took off and went straight up the middle into the end zone, because they had great coverage, but they had seven or eight guys back there covering and nobody was rushing Reed. But there's no telling what's going to happen in the second half, but the Cameron Yeoman have got to do something about their kicking game. Covering and extra points and everything else. You may be right. They may decide just go for two.
Well, they're showing the highlights of the first half on the big screen, and, the INT by Jaylon Bryant, he returns it to the 23-yard line. Possibly the play of the game. It certainly was probably the play of the half. If not, well, Sakori Smith's touchdown of 67 yards could rival that.
Well, but the thing that set it all up was that interception.
That interception
because
was,
we were stalemated. We weren't doing anything until he made that interception and run.
It kind of jump-started the Yeoman into 21 second-quarter points to take the lead. Let's see. The Yo Band getting ready to march. We'll give a listen to them, presented by Ideal Poultry of Cameron. And don't forget, coming up after the band marches, we still have our halftime stats from Chandler Barton, the Coach's Corner from Coach Ed Colley, our Rattlers gas card drawing to possibly give away a $60 gas card in the third quarter, and the Oscar Store High School halftime scoreboard playoff teams across the area in the second round of the playoffs tonight. Coach, a lot of teams scheduled to play tomorrow, a near 100% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow. Some of those games possibly could be delayed until Monday. And that throws a kink into those teams that are waiting to find out who their opponent is.
Well, that and where they're going to play. And both of those, because you can't lock down something for Friday, and then all of a sudden you got to play on Saturday because someone else may be there. And so it's going to be very interesting, but I really think that it would have to be a thunderstorm. It has to be lightning before they would ever cancel a ball game. And hopefully they can get their ball game in around those thunderstorms.
Well, namely, if the Yeoman go on and win, they're going to be wanting to know what Academy and East Bernard do tomorrow with a 1 o'clock kickoff down in the Woodlands.
Yeah, East Chambers.
East Chambers,
there
yes.
There we go.
East Chambers and Academy.
That's right.
Because, of course, the winner of that game plays the winner of this one here tonight in the third round of the playoffs. Let's take it down to the field as the Yo High School Marching Band has taken the field for their performance tonight. It's presented again by Ideal Poultry Breeding Farms of Cameron.
Junior Shelby Cherry, our coach guard is made up of 8th grader Olivia Husher, 1st Rebecca Ferguson, Delilah Herrera, and Olivia Duffy. Juniors Hannah Husher and Troy Scott, and seniors Mark Ferguson and Valerie Meyer. Is your band ready? The man of the
High School marching band with their performance here at halftime tonight in Waco, as that is presented by Ideal Poultry Breeding Farms of Cameron. Let's take a timeout. You're listening to the Germania Halftime Report. We're at the half. The Yeomen are up on the number three-ranked Teague Lions, 21-12.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Is your insurance company taking too big a bite out of your apple? When you're shopping for property insurance, think about coverage, service, and price. Make sure you're getting the most for your money. When you compare apples to apples, you'll see that Germania Insurance delivers outstanding value. Competitive rates, flexible payment options, and discounts. Plus, Germania offers 24/7 customer claim service. Trusted by Texans since 1896. Don't give up service or sacrifice coverage. Compare apples to apples, then choose the outstanding value offered by Germania Insurance.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Waco ISD as the Cameron Yeoman lead the Teague Lions here at the half, 21-12, and Chandler Barton has all of our halftime numbers. Chandler?
Okay. The Yeoman have completed eight first downs, and they've made eight first downs and completed seven out of 12 passes with one interception. The Yeoman have thrown for a total of 136 yards and rushed for 55 yards for a total of 191 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman is Corey Smith with 167-yard touchdown reception. The leading rusher for the Yeoman is Tryon Smith with 11 rushes for 43 yards. The Yeoman had zero penalties in the first half and no fumbles. Teague made four first downs and completed six out of 18 passes with one interception. Teague threw for 91 yards and rushed for 59 yards for a total of 150 yards. The leading receiver for the Lions was Mikhail Shepard with 142-yard reception, and the leading rusher for the Lions is Tavis Coleman with 10 rushes for 40 yards. The Lions had three penalties for a total of 20 yards and no fumbles in the first half.
All right, there's your first half stats as the Cameron Yeoman lead at 21-12 here at the half. And, Coach, talking a little bit about that, Reed Nickerson was really off in the first quarter. His passes were over most of his receivers. He was leading some of them too much. He threw one pass behind a receiver, just wasn't clicking. But, boy, did he settle down in the second quarter.
Yes, he did. Hit some very big passes. And, in fact, we're going to wait and see in the second half. If they're going to stay in that pass defense, I think we're going to have a chance to throw the football. But if they right this minute, they're keying on Tryon and Aaron Sims as far as the running game, and they're not going to get anything the way they're playing defense. So the passing game has got to be working.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman again scored two quick touchdowns there within the minute and a half of the first half, and of course, Teague got a kickoff return of 80 yards for a touchdown. A lot of that fireworks happening in the final 65 seconds of the first half, but the Yeoman find themselves with a two-score lead at the break. It's 21-12. Let's take a look at our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard, and we will look first at Class 3A Division I playoff games across the state of Texas, where Mathis is up on Rice 16-8 at the half. Hallettsville is beating Hempstead 19-14 at the half. It is Edna over number 10 Goliad 14-6. That's a halftime score. Let's see other scores that would be of interest. Winsboro being shut out by Whitesboro 13-0. That is early third quarter. Pilot Point beating New Boston 21-7 at the start of the third quarter. It is Kirbyville over Whitney 45-27. And not quite halftime there. Kirbyville really flexing some offensive weapons on Whitney tonight. Rockdale has got a 20-point halftime lead over Buna, 34-14. It is right here again. The Cameron Yeoman leading number three-ranked Teague, 21-12. Let's see. Again, we have some games on tap tomorrow, namely East Chambers and Academy. They are at Wood Forest Bank Stadium tomorrow with a 1 o'clock kickoff. And the winner of this game here tonight will meet up with the winner of that game over the Thanksgiving holidays. That's a look at some of the 3A Division I playoffs. Let's look at some 3A Division II playoffs where number one Cisco is putting it on post early in the fourth quarter, 49-7 is that score. Corrigan Camden being shut out by the Rogers Eagles, 20-0. Rogers still rolling. Crockett is up on Clifton, 20-16 at the half. Let's see. Wascom is beating Leonard, 17-7. It is Newton having their way with Dublin, 42-6. That's a halftime score. Let's see. East Bernard, number nine team in the state, beating Catula, 43-0 at the half. It is Coleman beating Eastland, 21-17. Van Vleck over Hepburnville, 21-7. And Arp is 1 point underdog there to Gunner, 21-20 at the half. That's a war. Franklin and Maypearl played last night. Franklin was a big winner, 51-13 over Maypearl to advance to round three of the Class 3A Division II playoffs. Let's check some Class 2A playoffs going on now. First of all, in Division I, where Wellington is beating Stamford 8-7. It is Lovelady losing to Union Grove in the third quarter 6-0. Number 7, Alto, is beating Orr City 44-7. St. Augustine losing to Centerville 35-8. That's a halftime score. It is number 5, Mason, the Punchers, beating number 8, Shiner, 7-0 at the half. Holland is winning their second-round playoff game tonight. They are beating Three Rivers 22-13 early in the third quarter. Refurio shutting out Johnson City 28-0 at the half. Let's see, Crawford up on Alford, 42-7 at the half. Heiko beating Wolf City 21-6. Stratford beating Ozona 18-10. And Canadian putting it on Windthorst 42-7. And a game played last night, the Martin Panthers put it on Bells. 77-6 was that score. And that was a second-round playoff game. 77-6, the Martin Panthers folks are for real. There's a look at your Division One of Class 2A. Let's take a look at some Division Two scores now out of Class 2A, where Crosbyton is beating Sunray 41-20. Let's see, Ira Ann is losing to Santo 35-21. Winners up on Monday 22-0. Let's see, Normangy is beating Lindsay 21-14. Iola up on Minster by the score of 12-7. Chilton is beating Timpson 13-7. Bremon shutting out Rock Springs 14-0. Louise over to Hannes 7-0. And let's see, Fall City beating La Pryor 21-0. And let's see, we had some scores already where Albany beat Miles 38-6. Farwell beat Memphis 26-7. And Quanta beat Booker 42-12. All right, let's jump up to Class 4A now, where we look at Division One, and we'll just go through some that you'll recognize. Stephenville up a touchdown on Estacada, 35-28. It is Big Spring over Andrews, 35-27. Chapel Hill losing to number one Navasota, 35-21. That is midway through the third quarter. Dogfight here, Jasper beating Stafford, 14-7. El Campo up on Carthage, 21-14 at the half. Liberty Hill is up on Gonzales, 24-7 at the half. The Robinson Rockets beating Lavernia, the number nine team in the state, 14-0. That is late in the first quarter. Let's see, Burnett beating H.M. King, 28-14. And Kaufman is losing to Argyle, the number two team in the state, 35-0. Look at 4A Division II. And let's see, Giddings losing to West Orange Stark 20-14 with 9 minutes left in the game. The number three-ranked Gilmer Buckeyes putting it on the Connolly Cadets 57-7 at the half. It is Gladewater beating Fairfield 20-16. Elsewhere, LaGrange is shutting out Orangeville 28-0. Hardin-Jefferson is beating Belleville 7-3 midway through the third quarter. The Cuero Gobblers beating Navarro 28-6 at the end of the third quarter. And let's see, Hondo losing to Senton 26-0 at the half. Checking some 5A scores now. We will look in Division One and tell you the Bryan Vikings are beating Magnolia 33-14. Number one, Alito beating Denton 28-10. Elsewhere, John Tyler is up on Summit 23-13. Temple is beating up on Stratford 33-14. And we are running out of time here, so we will wrap it up on our Oscar Store halftime scoreboard. Don't forget, we'll have all those finals for you tonight on the final edition of Friday Night Finals coming your way after our broadcast here tonight. Take another quick break and be back with the Coach's Corner right after this.
It's a trust as true as Texas, a friend with a helping hand. When you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Are you comparing apples to apples on your insurance coverage?
Apples to apples?
Yeah, like making sure you have a great rate and outstanding coverage.
My company says they have the lowest rates, but I'm not sure about coverage.
How about service? When you're shopping for property insurance, do you compare coverage, service, and price to make sure you're getting the most for your money?
I never thought to ask.
Well, Germania Insurance has been insuring Texans for over 100 years.
I do need to do some comparing.
Just make sure you're comparing apples to apples with the right coverage and outstanding rates for property auto and your family.
So when you want to ensure the good things in life, trust Germania.
Call 697-4683 for Sharon Ruback, representative of Ruback Insurance and Germania Farm Mutual Companies.
Welcome back to Waco ISD. Great place to host playoff games, as these folks up here are very nice, courteous, and congenial, and they have put on a spread thanks to Bush's Chicken, one of the namesake sponsors of this stadium, and just a real fun place to come play football. Coach, let's take a look at the Coach's Corner. What's going on in the locker rooms?
In the Cameron locker room, they probably have been discussing that we need to put pressure on the quarterback. I noticed they made an adjustment just before the half, well, earlier. What they were doing is double-teaming our nose guard, bringing the tackle on the linebacker, not even blocking the defensive end, and giving off to that running back hitting right straight ahead. And he broke through there for 12 and one time for 15. But since then, the Cameron Yeoman have mixed it up, and they'll take their defensive end and move him in the gap between the guard and the tackle. Now, they don't want you to know when they're going to do that, because they could toss the ball and go wide pretty easy. But when they put that end inside, that stops that play, because they can't be double-teaming the nose guard. And so I'm sure that what they've talked about is we've got to, you know, if they're going to sit back there and stop Trayon Smith from rushing and they're keying on Aaron Sims, then we've got to throw the football. And they have found the areas across the middle and right up in the seams here, not trying to go deep because those two safeties are sitting back there. But the defense has got to continue to play just like they are. Kicking game, I don't know what he told them.
Go for two.
Go for two and maybe kick the ball on the ground and not kick it back down there to them so they can return it for a touchdown. Teague, he's probably telling them, you know, we've not been in a battle like this. And so it's going to take four quarters. And somebody's got to cover those wide receivers. We've got to get some pressure on Nickerson because he's not been under pressure. And that gives the offensive line, give them a lot of credit. But they may decide to start bringing those outside backers and putting pressure on him, trying to get to him before we can get the pass off. But I don't see them changing anything in their attack. I think they're going to just keep trying to thunder right at us and throw the football like they've been throwing it. The problem is when Skinner, the quarterback, has to run with the ball right or left, he's not nearly as accurate as when he gets to stand back there between those tackles and has 53 yards with four receivers running around down there and no pressure on him. So Cameron Yeoman have got to put pressure on him. They're talking about we have got to get the running game going because right now all we're doing is throwing it.
All right, there you go, right from the horse's mouth. Coach Ed Colley with the Coach's Corner. We'll wrap it up on our Germania halftime report. The second half kickoff is just a minute away.
Insurance Halftime Report. Game nights on KMIL during Cameron Yeoman football. The second half of tonight's game is next.
And welcome back to Waco ISD as we are just seconds away from the second half kickoff. 24 more minutes of hard play. These Yeoman have to provide in order to move forward into their goal of another state title. 21-12 is our halftime score. Now, keep in mind, the Yeoman will get the ball in the third quarter. Teague won the flip, elected to put the ball in the hands of their offense first, and so the Yeoman will get the ball first here in the third quarter. How big would a drive and score be right here?
Well, it'd be real big because, as we've mentioned, Teague's not been behind all year. And here we are in the playoffs, and if they're in the third quarter looking at another touchdown, I don't know how they'll respond. But the main thing is the Cameron Yeoman have to just keep playing the kind of football they're playing.
Another thing you might look at, these Teague Lions play a lot of their skill players both ways. So, fatigue might come into play somewhat in the fourth quarter. But right now, the kickoff about to happen by number 23, A.J. Alonzo. And I'm sorry, that's our number 23. Here's the kickoff. It's going to be fielded by Sakori Smith at the 27. He hands off to Aaron Sims, who is up the sidelines to the 35 and scampers but can't get away from the grasp of the Teague Lions, namely J.T. Jones, number 8. And it'll be first and 10 for the Yeoman at about the 33-yard line.
There comes a time in everybody's life when you just got to stop dancing and go get what you can get. And they had him all hemmed in. There was no chance of him getting away.
He actually gave up about 4 yards trying to get away back of the 31, and that's where the Yeoman will put it into play, first and 10. Our third quarter tonight is brought to you by the folks at 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Twins go to both sides. We'll tell you who we have drawn for our Rattlers third quarter touchdown coming up in a moment. Quick pass over the middle, and it's caught by Aaron Sims. He will score. He is going to go the distance. Touchdown, Cameron Yeoman.
Well, we just got through talking about how the outside linebackers were watching Trayon Smith, and Reed Nickerson stuck the ball in his belly and then pulled it out, and that linebacker came up, and when he came up, Aaron Sims was across the middle where there's lots of green grass, and there's nobody going to catch him.
One play, 69 yards, and the Yeoman strike quickly to increase their lead. It is 27-12. Here comes the extra point. They didn't take our advice, did they?
No.
Here we go. Eric Sanchez will try to make it through the uprights here. John Washington to hold. Here's the kick. It's up, and this time I think he got it. So
he's hopping around like he's so glad he went through.
One play, 69 yards, and that's how you'd like to start the third quarter, a connection over the middle. And, Coach, you're talking about that is a soft spot in this Teague defense.
Yes,
it's been there all night long, and the Yeoman exploited on the first play of the third quarter. And you get the ball downfield in the hands of Aaron Sims, and it's more than likely going to be six, just like it was right there.
Well, they've got their two safeties back about 10 yards. But the thing about it is they're spreading them so wide. They're not just sitting on the hash marks. They're spreading out beyond the hash marks because they're worried about our guys going deep on the outside. And when you do that, you open up the middle.
28-12 is our score. Again, our third quarter tonight brought to you by 10-4 Logistics in Cameron. Proud to support Yeoman football, supporting the youth of Milam County in academic and athletics. And I didn't even have time to give you that gas card recipient. It is Laurie Beasley. You have won a $60 gas card from Rattlers on that very first play of the third quarter, a 69-yard connection from Reed Nickerson to Aaron Sims. Jaleel Pope will tee it up. Again, he is kicking into a light southeast breeze here at Waco ISD.
I noticed number 14 is back on the kickoff team. He's holding the ball. Aaron Sims was not in there when they returned that last kickoff.
Here's the line drive kick this time. Fielded, bobbled, and then picked up at the 35 and tackled immediately at the 35-yard line. Great downfield tackle by Eddie Luna and Jalon Bryant. No, John Washington back
there. John Washington.
And so Teague will have it first and 10 from their own 36-yard line.
Myself, I just assure that I would just assume that ball was bouncing around on the ground on that kickoff rather than kicking it to any of those guys in the air.
Here we go. Twin receivers go to both sides. It is Mitchell and West wide right, Van Winkle and Shepard wide left. Copeland in the backfield with Skinner. Skinner going to throw. Sets up. Pumps. Now he can't find an open receiver. Eddie Luna gives rush, and he throws it away. Big rush finally by Eddie Luna. Back at the 25-yard line.
Actually got Skinner on the ground.
And it's second down and 10 for the Teague Lions.
Well, the Cameron defense is doing a magnificent job. If you can make him move around and not stand there, he's not nearly as accurate.
Here's a handoff to Copeland up the middle, and Copeland is going to break a tackle and stretch his frame out to the 39-yard line. That's a gain of about 3 yards.
He did a good job of running because we had him for about a 1 yard gain and he kept going.
Third down and 7 now for the Lions as they will spread the field again with two receivers to each side. It's Copeland in the backfield with Austin Skinner, the quarterback. And the snap, and Skinner going to throw. Sets up, throws over the right side. This one is caught. Breaks a tackle and brought down at the Yoth 45-yard line on a big third down clutch play by the Teague Lions.
Well, they just ran him off down there about 10 yards and stopped in front of our cornerback, and the cornerback was trying to keep him from going deep. And that play, that may be tough on us if they continue to do that because we're spread so wide, and this quarterback's got a great arm.
16-yard connection there, and it's first and 10 at the Yoth 44-yard line. Twins to the left, one to the right. And Skinner will drop back and throw left side. He's got a man caught, but it's wrestled down immediately after the catch at the 39-yard line by Jacob Smitherman. So no yards after the catch, a 5-yard reception by Mitchell.
I think they're going to see a bunch of that here in the third quarter. Looks to me like they're going to try to just throw underneath our coverage.
Trips go wide to the right. That's the wide side of the field. Ball on the left hash mark. Nobody out to the left side. Copeland to the right of Skinner in the backfield. And the handoff is to Copeland coming to the near side. He finds a seam. He's inside the 30, down to the 29-yard line. That is a gain of 10 yards by Copeland, the freshman running back, and it'll move the chains again for the Teague Lions.
Well, they started running wide. They've been running up inside, and now they're trying to get wide on us because we're bringing those ends inside.
Trips go wide to the right. Nobody out wide to the left. And Skinner will throw. Sets up, looks left, looks right, flushed out of the pocket on the run. Now he throws downfield on the run, and this one is broken up. Jalon Bryant in the end zone, intended for Robbie West. Might have been a little bit too tall for West, but great defense out there by Jalon Bryant. He's having a great night.
He is. And give that offensive line for Teague a pretty good job of blocking that time. Number 78, Jesse Valdez, was trying to contain him, but they cut him down.
Second down and 10 from the Yoth 29-yard line, a drive that started back at the Teague 36. This is the seventh play of the drive. Twins to the right, one man to the left is Shepard, and Skinner will hand off right up the middle to Copeland, and he is wrestled down by DeAndre Adams, who reached out and pulled him in with that big right chomper, and a gain of about 3. Looked like it was going to break open for a lot more than that. Third down and 7 now for the Lions. They've already converted on a key third and long. Twins to the right, Shepard alone wide to the left, and Cooper is out. And the handoff is right up the middle and spun down with the face mask grab at the 21-yard line, and that'll tack on another 10 yards, half the distance to the goal line.
Well, there they were. They double-teamed the nose guard. Double-teamed the nose guard, did not block the end, broke the tackle on the linebacker and gave off quickly. And if he hadn't grabbed the face mask, he might have gone into the end zone. They are attacking us right up front.
That will move the ball half the distance from the 21-yard line down to just outside the 10-yard line, where it will be first and 10 for the Lions. Oh, there, wait a minute. Yeah, there you go. Right outside the 10. So it's going to be first and 10. We'll call it from the 11. Twin receivers go to both sides for the Lions. And Skinner hands off to the fullback again. He spins down to the 5-yard line. That is number 33, E.J. Salinas, in for the freshman Copeland. And he's picking up chunks of real estate against the Yeoman. That was a 6-yard gain down to the 5-yard line.
They're pounding it right straight at the Yeoman, who are up there in their 3-2, and they're just pounding the ball right at us.
Twins go to both sides this time. Skinner will hand off again. No, he's going to keep it, and he has a lane, and he will score. The Teague Lions march 64 yards in 10 plays to close the gap. It is 28-18, the extra point coming up.
The defensive end on this side closed down. He stuck it in the running back's belly, and when he closed down, he pulled it, and there's nobody there to make the play.
It'll go for two here.
Great read by the quarterback that time.
Myron Busby is the tailback, and Zacchaeus Bell is the fullback from an I formation. Skinner fumbles the snap, picks it up, hands off to Bell, and he is tackled at the 2 and driven back to the 5. Yeoman actually comes out with the ball, but the whistle blows. The 2-point conversion is denied. So with 8 minutes and 30 seconds left in the third quarter, our new score, the Cameron Yeoman lead the Teague Lions 28-18. We're back in 30 seconds.
It was Alex Ibarra who made that pass.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sean Barron from Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, and we love to support excellence in athletics and excellence in life. We would be honored to take care of you and your orthodontic needs. And in light of the ups and downs we all face in this uncertain economy, we have developed new financial plans as low as $117 a month. Wherever you are and whatever you are doing, always remember to smile at the world.
Welcome back. The Teague Lions answer back on the Cameron Yeoman opening touchdown of the third quarter with a 10-play, 64-yard drive of their own, capped by the Skinner 5-yard run. And closed the gap back to 10. The extra point failed, and both of these teams kind of struggling in the extra point category tonight. Zach Harris will tee it up. The Yeoman will be moving left to right here in the third quarter when they get the ball again, and the rain has started to fall. The umbrellas are out.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman defense up front is going to have to get a little tougher because they're starting to run the football rather than throw the football. They were throwing the short passes, and then they just lined up and started running the ball.
And here we go with the kickoff, another high short kick. It's going to angle to the far side, and this time Titus Lewis is there to fair catch it at the 33-yard line.
Sometimes it's hard to fair catch that ball and not run with it because they're all coming right at you, but they can't touch you or it's 15 yards. But we had a little quick feet after we made that catch.
From the 33-yard line, the Yeoman will go to work. Again, a light rain falling here in Waco now as we are 8 minutes and 30 seconds left here in the 10-4 Logistics third quarter, 28-18. The Yeoman lead it. They have the ball. They'll send two receivers to each side. The hash mark of play is the left.
Ah, they've gone to a 3-man line so they can have better pass coverage. And I think that's what the Cameron Yeoman wanted.
Quick pass left side. That is caught by Aaron Sims, but he is going to be driven out of bounds after a short gain.
Yeah, they got three people out there. We got one blocker. As soon as we've run that play before, you know, where he swings out and then you send the receiver deep. I'm telling you, it's there because they are flying up to Aaron Sims.
Second down and 9 for the Yeoman from the 34-yard line.
Here they are playing man-to-man all the way across with a odd man front.
Nickerson will take the snap. He's going to hand off to Trayon Smith, this time left side, and Trayon fights his way up to about the 30 8-39-yard line.
Treyon's going to discover that when they're in that defense right there, with those guys all playing man-to-man coverage on the outside, he's going to have more success straight up the field than he is bouncing to the outside. This team has got pretty good speed.
It's Wells and Vargas wide to the right. John Washington in for Treyon Smith in the backfield. And it is Sims and Smith wide to the left. Third down and five. Third down and four for the Yeoman. Here's the direct snap to John Washington. He has hit hard at the 40 and dives to the 41, and it's fourth down.
They're sitting and waiting on the running back for the Cameron Yeoman. I'm telling you right now, they were not in the three that time. They brought a linebacker up and put him on the line of scrimmage, so they went to back to their 4-2. But as long as they keep six people in there, we're going to have to throw the football because they're keying on our running back and wingback.
From the 41-yard line, you wouldn't expect a punt fake here, would you?
No.
Wide receivers are Jaylon Bryan and Aaron Sims. The up back is John Washington. Jacob Smitherman back to receive the snap. Here it is. It's a good snap. Smitherman gets it off. It's a high knuckler. It's going to be fair caught at the 29-yard line. So the Yeoman were three and out in that possession. And Teague has the ball at the 29-yard line. 6:46 left here in the third quarter. 28-18. Yeoman lead it. We've given away the gas card on the first play from scrimmage of this third quarter, a 69-yard touchdown catch and run by Sakori Smith. But that was a $60 gas card.
Yo defense got to rise up right here.
Twins go to both sides for the Lions. Skinner has the snap. He will hand off right up the middle, and Copeland is shoestring tackled by Daryl Flores after a gain of five.
I'm telling you what they're doing. They're double-teaming the nose guard, bringing the tackle on the linebacker, not blocking the defensive end at all, and he's hitting right up in there very hard and very quick.
And now they've got Van Winkle, I think. No, that is Copeland in the backfield. Twins go to both sides, second and five, and Skinner's going to throw. Quick pass left side. It's going to be caught and wrestled back. It's going to be very close to a first down. I think his forward progress is going to gain him 5 yards and will move the chains.
I think you're going to see them throw the football a lot to the short game, and run the football because the Cameron Yeoman have been doing pretty good deep. You just can't go to sleep and give them the big play.
Trips go wide to the right. That is Mitchell, West, and Shepard. Van Winkle wide to the left. That is the wide side of the field. The Lions moving right to left. Here's a handoff to Copeland. He has a little bit of a seam, and he breaks across the 45 up to the 47, 48-yard line. That is a gain of 9 yards by the freshman running back, Copeland.
That offensive line for Teague is starting to show their strength. They're doing a good job of blocking that Cameron Yeoman front five or six.
Second down and two. They gave him the just outside the 47-yard line, so we'll call it second and a short two. Copeland to the left of Skinner in the backfield, and Skinner will hand off to Copeland right up the middle, and he has hit and dropped. Going to be very close. I don't think he quite got the first down.
Well, it depends on that head linesman where he's got his foot.
I think it's going to be third down and short now for the Lions.
Well, they'll go to the far. They've got the big fullback in. I don't see a tailback, so evidently they're going with the big fullback.
Now, Salinas has been able to get those short yardages, and he will get the handoff, and he is going to be hit and dives down to the 48-yard line, and that will move the chains. Alex Ibarra with a solo tackle there, but the forward momentum couldn't be stopped by Salinas.
Well, they're getting on our linebackers, and that's not good. Somebody's got to keep them off the linebackers.
First and 10 from the 48-yard line. The Lions on the move again. And Skinner will hand off to the fullback again. He is going to be wrestled down for about a yard gain this time. Let's see. Jacob Smitherman in on the tackle along with Daryl Flores. A yard gain, and it's second down and nine. Maybe no gain. No gain on that play. Good defense by the Yeoman. Second and 10. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left. And now Mitchell is in the backfield with Skinner. He is to the right of Skinner in the backfield. And Skinner wants to throw. Quick pass over the middle. Is caught at the 35-yard line and immediately tackled. But, boy, Skinner threaded the needle. And it was a great two-hand catch.
Van Winkle.
By Van Winkle, the tight end. And it moves the chains again. Boy, the Lions are really executing after falling down quickly in the third quarter by three scores. Here's a handoff to Mitchell. He is the tailback, and he has some room. He is inside the 25 and dives to the 21-yard line.
Cameron Yeoman defense is back on its heels right this minute. We're trying to get guys from right to left, and we weren't even lined up for that play.
First and 10 from the 21-yard line. And Skinner will hand off. No, he keeps it around the right side, and now he wants to throw. He's pumping it, and he is going to be wrestled down Titus Lewis for a yard loss.
Good pass defense that time by the Cameron Yeoman. And five people out there on two receivers.
And good penetration by, I think, Jesse Valdez, who wrapped up the running back, and Skinner kept it rolling to his right. Here we go. Second down and 11. The Yeoman need a big stop here. Twins go wide to the left. That is Shepard and Mitchell. Copeland back in at the running back. And Skinner wants to throw. Quick pass out here to Skinner. He jukes one. He's inside the 10 and down to the 7-yard line. Jacob Smitherman had a shot at him. But the quick feet escaped Smitherman.
And the cornerback finally came off and made the play. But they are throwing the short passes and eating us up right this minute.
First and goal from the 7-yard line. Twins go to both sides. Skinner has Copeland in the backfield. And here he goes. Skinner wants to throw. Quick pass over the middle. This one is, might have been tipped because it was way out of the reach of anybody.
Well, it would have had to been Flores who tipped it. He came rushing in from his outside linebacker.
Second down and goal from the 7-yard line for the Lions.
Well, we need a big defensive stand right here.
2 minutes, 37 seconds left here in the third quarter. And the Teague Lions have had the lion's share of this quarter. Here's the handoff to Copeland right up the middle. He is stacked up at the 4-yard line. And it's third and goal.
He may have gotten to the 3. He was running hard. Got to watch the quarterback now, keeping the ball. He's done that twice tonight, stuck it in the fullback's belly, read that defensive end, and if that end closes down, he just keeps it and goes into the end zone.
Salinas is the fullback. He is in the backfield with Skinner on a third and goal from just inside the 4. Skinner wants to throw. Quick pass over the middle, and it is missed. Incomplete. Intended for West. And I'm not sure if West just didn't get a cue on that, but looked like a good pass.
It was thrown plenty hard and a little bit in front of him. Of course, somebody was there to contest him a little bit. But they're going to keep throwing those passes.
Here we go. Fourth and goal from the inside the 4-yard line of the Yeoman. The Yeoman have held once in the first quarter down here. Let's see if they can do it again. Twins to the left, one to the right. Skinner sends a man in motion. And now he'll take the snap. He will roll to his right, wanting to throw. Sets up, throws across the middle, and this one is caught. Touchdown. Play drive. And, boy, they are executing, Coach.
They are. Cameron Yeoman do not have an answer right this minute.
And the extra point coming up. That drive started back at the 29-yard line.
Going
70,
for two.
Yeah, 71-yard drive in 14 plays. And they're going to go for two. It's 28-24 at the moment. Skinner steps back, throws across the middle. It is incomplete. Intended for Shepard and John Washington on the defense there to deny the two-point conversion. But the Teague Lions have closed the gap to within a score. Our new score, 28-24, a minute 50 left in the third quarter. You're listening to Cameron Yeoman Football on the Ranch.
Vicki Goza of Mark Burns Lowell Funeral Home in Cameron talks about being just a phone call away.
We are at a family's disposal 24/7. You don't get an answering machine. You may be talking with the family late at night or thought of something. You can pick up that phone and call and know that you're going to talk to one of us.
Call anytime, 254-697-3661.
You will feel like you are the only family that we're working with.
I have to do something. Here we go, as the Yo offense really going to have to get something going here. They have done four offensive plays in the third quarter. The one was the first play from scrimmage, went 69 yards on the touchdown, and then they were three and out in their only other possession here in the third quarter, and the gap has been closed to four. It is 28-24 with a 1:50 left in the third. Our third quarter tonight brought to you by 10-4 Logistics of Cameron. The Yeoman, we're going to have to change the momentum of this second half.
Well, the Teague Lions have come out and gone man-to-man on all the receivers with two deep safeties, but that means they've got five men in the box. They've got an end, a nose guard, and an end, and two linebackers. And the Cameron Yeoman, when they see five people in the box, they want to run the football. But we've bounced it to the outside, where I think we're going to have to pound it right up in the middle, and somebody's going to have to take care of that nose guard, number 75.
So Zach Harris will tee it up. Again, he has kicked it high and short all night long, and here's another one. It's going to be fair caught by Johnny Alexander at the 33-yard line. I don't know why we don't just put somebody at the 33, because we're having to catch those over our shoulder, but it's always at the 33.
Yeah, they've got that kickoff down real well. Now the Cameron Yo offense has got to come alive.
Yes, they do. From the 33-yard line, the Yeoman have a four-point lead. And the offense on the field from their own 33-yard line, the Yeoman will send Jordan Wells and Vincent Vargas wide to the right. It's Corey Smith and Aaron Sims wide to the left. And Nickerson will take the snap. Sets up. It's a draw play to Smith, and he's got the 40. There's a flag coming in, and that's going to be against the Yeoman as Trayon Smith goes all the way to midfield, but this one's coming back. Looks like holding against the Yeoman. And that is the call. Erase a 17-yard run on the draw.
Cameron Yeoman had no penalties in the first half. We've got two for 25, and that's a big one right there.
That is a big penalty. It fuels the momentum that the Teague Lions have created after that opening touchdown of the third quarter. Yeoman have to find a formula here to douse those flames. Trips go wide to the right. Sakori Smith alone wide to the left. First down and 20 for the Yeoman from the 23-yard line. Got to get some of that back here. Nickerson steps straight back, wants to throw, has time, throws deep down the far sideline to Sakori Smith, and he makes the haul, but was he out of bounds? He was out of bounds. Out of bounds all the way down at the Teague 38-yard line.
Well, we were very, very fortunate that he went up and made that catch, because they had us double covered out there, the safety and the cornerback. We're lucky it didn't get intercepted, but we live to play again.
Second down and 20. You'd like to get a manageable third down situation out of this play. Twins go to the right and left. Ball is on the left hash mark. Trayon Smith to the left of Nickerson. Second and 20 from the 0-23. Nickerson drops straight back. Sets up, pumps once. And now he's flushed out of the pocket. He's on the run.
Throw it away.
And he is not going to get it away. He gets sacked back at the 13-yard line.
He needed to throw the football away. He was trying to tell a receiver to go deep, but that's not the case. The case is throw the football away so you don't take the loss. And now momentum is really on the orange side.
And is there a flag on the play? There is a flag, and we'll see what that is. And it's going to be a chop block against the Yeoman.
They'll decline that.
And the big loss back to the 13 is another 10-yard loss, and it's third and 30 for the Yeoman.
Well, you know what they're thinking right now. They're thinking draw play. So watch those linebackers both be watching number 24.
Twins go to both sides on a third and 30 from the 13-yard line. The Yeoman going backwards, stopping straight back. There is the draw play, and it is snuffed out for about a 2-yard gain. And I'm telling you, there is a penalty. And I'm not sure what that penalty is about, but...
Hopefully it's not against the Cameron Yeoman.
Looks like it may be. Frustration setting in, possibly, I don't know. But another flag on the field. And it's going to be against the Yeoman. And it's a personal foul against the Yeoman that will move the ball back to the 7-yard line. But that was a dead ball foul. And the Yeoman will have to punt it. And the Yeoman are reeling here in the third quarter. 41 seconds left. And it's fourth down, and they need Troy for a first down.
Fourth and 42.
Punting unit coming on. And the Lions will have a very short field. They'll have possession with a chance to take the lead. And here we go. Smitherman stands in his end zone to take the deep snap. And it's a low one. He gets it, punts it away. High knuckler, fair caught back at the 41-yard line.
Great field position for the Teague Lions, who have taken the ball here in the second half and gone down and scored twice. The Cameron Yeoman have not had an answer for Teague here in the second half. A turnover would be big for the Cameron Yeoman right here.
They spot the ball at the 40-yard line where it is first and 10 for the Lions and a possible go-ahead drive for the men in orange. Trips go wide to the right, one to the left, and nobody to the left. And the handoff, no, it's a quick pass. Skinner wants to throw downfield wide open, and he drops it. Oh, my goodness, there was a blown coverage.
I mean to tell you.
And he was so wide open that he couldn't believe it, and he just dropped the ball.
Somebody thought he was going to throw to the short man, and both of them came up, and that guy was just standing down there by himself.
Robbie West will have nightmares about that one tonight. Twins go to both sides for the Lions on a second down and 10 from the 40. And Skinner will throw, sets up, flushed out of the pocket, all the way back at the 40, the 45. He dumps one to the 45. That is... Copeland, the running back, who gets Skinner out of trouble and gets down to the 34-yard line, a gain of 6.
He threw it left-handed.
Wow.
He threw the ball left-handed.
And it's just going right for the Teague Lions. We go to the fourth quarter. The Yeoman clinging, and I mean clinging, to a 4-point lead, 28-24, back in a moment.
Discover the many services that Standards Home Health can provide for you or a loved one in need of in-home health care, like skilled nursing care, home health aides, cardiac recovery, pulmonary recovery, physical therapy, speech therapy, and occupational therapy services. And for those difficult times, they provide compassionate hospice care. Standards Home Health, raising the standards for in-home health care in the state of Texas. Call today for a free in-home consultation, 1-888-671-7007.
All right, we are back as we head to the fourth quarter. Our fourth quarter tonight is brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Supporting the Cameron Yeoman both on and off the field, become a member, join the Booster Club, meeting Mondays at 7 at the Yo-Hi Fieldhouse. What a battle this has been. The Yeoman were 3 scores ahead going after the first play of the third quarter, but the rest of the second half has belonged to the Teague Lions. And they have the ball third and four from the Yo 34-yard line. You know they're in four-down territory. The Yo defense needs to make a stop here.
They really do. They cannot let number 15 stand back there, though. They've got to make him move around to throw the football. And they've been throwing the short passes and the slant ends, which doesn't give your defensive line much of a chance to get any pressure on him, so it's going to have to be good coverage by the Yeoman.
They'll send Shepard and Van Winkle wide to the left. It is Mitchell and West wide to the right. Skinner takes the snap. He's going to throw. Quick pass out of the right side. A flare pass to the running back, Copeland. Copeland spins off of one, and he fights his way down to the 30-yard line, and that'll probably get enough for the first down. Well, DeAndre Adams bounced off of Copeland. Something you don't see. I mean, DeAndre's probably got 70 yards on Copeland, but Copeland is a really talented freshman running back. First and 10 from the Yo 30-yard line. Van Winkle wide to the left. They've got that diamond formation of receivers wide to the right. That's the short side of the field. And the Yeomen have not found an answer to this Teague offense here in the second half.
No, they haven't. They've just been running the ball and throwing the ball where they want to.
Skinner will take a, now there is a timeout as the play clock was winding down. The Lions will use their first timeout of the second half. We'll take a break with them. The Yeoman reeling, but they still cling to a lead. It's 28-24. We're back in a moment.
Sometimes things happen. It might be trouble or a tough spot. Whatever the reason, you should be sure to have the right people on your side. So contact Twin Pistol Bail Bonds in Cameron anytime at 254-697-6035. Just ask for Lisa Roden or Dustin Thomas. Trusted associates when you're in a pinch. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds also accepts credit and debit cards. Call them at 697-6035. Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, serving the Milam County area.
Welcome back to Waco ISD Stadium as the Cameron Yeoman find themselves in a very unusual spot here in the fourth quarter. They are with their backs to the wall. They are clinging to a lead that has dwindled from three scores down to one, and the Teague Lions are moving. First and 10 at the 0-30. Twins go to both sides. Skinner going to throw, dropping straight back. Sets up, flushed out of the pocket, throws it away, almost batted away, intended actually for West, and Jaylon Bryant was right there to bat it away down at the 25-yard line.
Now, they threw one of those earlier, and we took it away and went 60-something yards for a touchdown. He almost threw it away to the wrong guy that time. But see, when you don't let him sit back there, he has to move around. He's not nearly as accurate.
Second down and 10 from the Yo 30-yard line. Trips flood the wide side of the field. Nobody wide left. And the handoff is going to be no. Skinner's going to keep it, and he's got some room. He dives down to the 23-yard line, a gain of 7.
Well, I'm telling you, our defensive ends are sometimes they're outside, and sometimes they come inside. When they come inside, he pulls the ball and makes a run with it.
It is third down and 3 now for the Lions. Trips go wide to the left. Again, nobody out wide right, and Skinner is going to hand off around the right side is Copeland, and he dives to the 22-yard line, and it is fourth and 2. Well, this right here is a huge play.
Yes, it is.
Defensively for the Yeoman, the biggest of the night, possibly. Fourth and 2 from the 22. They will send Shepard, Mitchell, and West wide to the left. It is Van Winkle wide to the right. And Busby is in the backfield, and he will get the handoff.
He is hit. He is no.
Skinner kept it, and he will pick up the first down. Oh, my goodness, what a fake. And Skinner drives his legs to the 19, and it's first and 10.
Once again, he's reading that defensive end, and then they're getting a block on the outside linebacker, and that's a tough play. We don't have an answer for it right this minute.
Well, time of possession has just been ferocious in favor of the Teague Lions here in the second half. Twins to the right, one man wide to the left, and Skinner going to throw again right across the middle. This one is caught and scores.
Yep, he just came inside of our defensive cornerback, And cornerback went for the interception or knockdown and missed it. And he made the catch and went straight in the end zone.
Van Winkle with the catch from 18 yards out. There is a flag on the play.
Hopefully it's not a dead ball.
I'm not sure what the flag is. We'll wait and see.
I don't see a flag.
Well, now they picked it up. The official picked it up, tucked it in his belt, and maybe it's a no play, no flag. Here's the extra point. It's up, and it is good. And with 9:58 left in the game, the Yeomen are down by three. It is 31-28 Teague. The Yeo offense is going to have to generate something to stay in this game. This is Yeo football on the ranch. We'll keep it right here as the Teague Lions. That was a 19-yard catch by Van Winkle from Skinner, and it capped an 8-play, 60-yard drive to put the Teague Lions on top, 31-28.
Well, this is the defense that the Cameron Yeomen were hoping that they would see here in the second half. But they haven't had the ball long enough to do anything with it. They got a three-man line and two linebackers, and the Yeomen have not been able to run the football, and the passing game's not there. So we haven't had the ball very much. Teague has come out in the second half with a heck of an attack and plan, and they have executed it. The Cameron Yeomen are back on their heels right now. They really need a spark of some kind, and it's going to have to come from a long distance because I don't think we're going to drive the ball on them. That big, we had a 17-yard draw play, then we got that holding penalty, and that really snuffed out any energy we had going in the third quarter.
31-28, Teague leads it. And here's Zach Harris. He will pooch kick it high, and this time it's going to be fielded at the 26 by Sakori Smith. And he is up the middle to the 40, 35, the 40. There is a flag coming in as Smith gets up to about the 47-yard line. And all of a sudden, we've got flag-happy officials. I'm not sure that they're not going to bring this thing back and pin the Yeomen deep again.
Holding.
Holding against the Yeomen, and they are self-disintegrating with penalties here in the second half. Penalty-free in the first half.
4 for 50 yards here in the second half. And against a good football team, that will hurt bad.
And they're going to mark it from the point of the hold, which was the 32, all the way back to the 22-yard line. Now, if you want to know how much that penalty cost us, it was about 27 yards. And the Yeomen have it first and 10 from their own 22-yard line. 9:51 left in the game. Yeo offense simply has to get going here. Dickerson takes the snap. Here's the reverse to Aaron Sims. And Aaron is up across the 25 to the 30-yard line, a gain of about 8 yards.
Probably could have made more yards, but he outran his guard. The guard that was trying to pull and get out in front was not moving very fast, and Aaron had to just go on and make what he could.
Second down and two now for the Yeomen from the 30-yard line. They'll send Vargas and Wells wide right. It is the speedsters, Sims and Smith wide left. The Yeomen need a couple to pick up a valuable first down, something they haven't seen here in the second half. And here's a handoff to Trayon Smith up the middle. He's got it in more. Across the 40, up to the 45-yard line goes Trayon Smith.
Now that's what they can do against that 3-2. If you have some room and offensive line gets a chance to block.
15 yards.
Yes, sir. They can do that.
On the run by Trayon Smith, and it's first and 10 from the Teague 45, from the Yeo 45-yard line. The Yeomen have two receivers each side. Ball on the right hash mark, moving right to left here in the third quarter. Here's the handoff to Trayon again. Trayon is up to the midfield mark. Kind of stumbles up to there. I think they're going to rule him down at the 49 for a gain of 4.
Once again, that offensive line coming off the ball. and giving him a gap to run through. If they're going to play against the pass, we can run.
Second down and six now for the Yeoman from their own 49-yard line. Trips to the left, twins to the right, alone and empty backfield for Reed Nickerson. And he'll take the snap, and he's going to quarterback draw it. And he's got a little seam. He's across the 45, spins down to the 42-yard line. And that'll move the chains on a good run by Reed Nickerson. Looked like he might have missed an opening early in that run, but found another one.
Trayon Smith did a good job. He was set at the wing back and did a good job of getting on the linebacker, which opened up the hole.
Trips to the right, one to the left, first and 10 from the Teague 42-yard line. Nickerson hands off to Trayon. Trayon inside the 40 and runs over inside the 35 and out of bounds at the 34-yard line goes Trayon Smith.
He's got to go up the field. I know he has a chance to break to the outside, but Teague has a lot of speed on that defense, and he's got to go get all the yards he can get.
That was an 8-yard run by Trayon. Second down and two from the 34-yard line. Yeoman on the move, trailing 31-28. 7:45 left here in the game. Twins go to both sides. A handoff again to Trayon up the middle. He is in the secondary. Nobody's going to touch him. Touchdown, Trayon Smith, 34 yards.
Beautiful blocking. And the Cameron Yeoman knew that if they stayed out there and that five men in the box, that they were going to be able to run the football, and they certainly have.
And the Yeoman regained the lead with 7:36 left in the ball game. Our fourth quarter tonight brought to you by the Yo Athletic Booster Club. Remember to join the Booster Club. You can just show up Monday night at 7 at the Ohio Fieldhouse. Here is the all-elusive extra point as John Washington will hold for Eric Sanchez to try to make this a four-point lead for the Yeoman. Here's the snap, the hold. The kick is up, and it looks like he made it. Hold your breath.
Oh, yes, we do.
35-31 is our new score with 7:36 left in the game. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation is a skilled nursing facility that offers high-quality nursing and rehab services with an eye for personalized, comprehensive care plans. With a multitude of services including specialized skin and wound care, therapy, private rooms, pain management, diabetic care, and tons of daily activities for patients, Winnie L. strives to offer the best in nursing and rehab with a personal touch. For more information, call 697-4985 or stop by 2104 North Carnes in Cameron.
Now we got to pull it out here.
Welcome back to Waco ISD. Here is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive, the best consistent scoring drive of the night for the Cameron Yeoman. It started back at their own 22-yard line. It only took them six plays to go 78 yards. The 34-yard Trayon Smith run right up the heart of that Teague defense for the touchdown capped the drive. The extra point by Eric Sanchez was good, and our new score 35-31 Yeoman. That is your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive. Now, the Yo defense is going to have to find an answer for Skinner and company. Jaleel Pope will tee it up. And what a battle this has been. Yeoman lead it 35-31. Jaleel Pope boots it away. It's a line drive one that's going to go out of bounds.
You do not want that. Our kicking game has really left a lot to be desired here tonight.
Yeah, that actually went out of bounds at about the... They're going to make us kick it again instead of take that good field position. Looks like the coach says, let's make them re-kick.
They're still discussing it.
See, I think it may be out of bounds at about the 30-yard line, and they are having a discussion, and now they're going to put their offense on the field. So they will take the ball at the 30-yard line. Actually, they'll mark off the 5 yards from there, right?
Dickinson beat them.
Or maybe not. Let's see. from the 30. That's where the Teague Lions will have it, first and 10. 7:36 left in this ball game. The Yeoman with a 35-31 lead. Twin receivers go to both sides. Skinner will pass. Quick pass over the middle. This one's off the fingertips of the intended receiver.
And that doesn't happen very often to that guy.
Oh, that was Van Winkle. And it is second and 10 now for the Lions.
Cameron Yeoman, they're gonna continue to throw those short passes. We just can't go to sleep and let somebody slip deep on us. We got to make them throw the short ones and not give them the big ones.
Trip receivers go wide to the left. One man is wide to the right. And Skinner will throw again, looking left. Throws one. It is caught by Mitchell, but Alex Ibarra is right there to snuff it out for a yard gain. And it's third down and 9. Big play here. And we've got Aaron Sims back there with speed now in the secondary. They will load up trips to the wide side of the field. It is Shepherd alone wide to the left. Copeland is in the backfield with Skinner on a 3rd and 9. 6:58 left in the game. Yeoman lead at 35-31. Skinner to throw. Sets up. Has a time. Throws long downfield. And this one is intercepted. Aaron Sims has it going the other way to the 40. He's to the 35, the 30. Goes to the far side. He is to the 25, and he stumbles and takes himself down. But what a play by Aaron Sims.
Well, the wet turf is the only thing that brought him down. He was getting ready to have 6 more. Beautiful play by the defense. Aaron Sims coming through on defense.
6:39 left in the game.
Now the Yeoman need to get some points out of this because that's an explosive Teague Lion offense.
Here we go. Yo offense on the field from the Teague 26-yard line is where they've spotted it after the Aaron Sims interception.
They've gone back to the 4-man line, too. They're not in that odd defense.
Twins go to both sides for the Yeoman. And the handoff is to Trayon up the middle. He's got room inside the 20, the 15, the 10. There comes a flag as Trayon scores.
I think they're going to call it on one of our wide receivers.
Has a play up the middle, and the flag comes on them on way out here on the sideline, and absolutely nothing to do with the play.
Play going to the right. Play going to the right. The wide receiver was to the left.
Well, a touchdown by Trayon Smith is erased, and it'll back the Yeoman up 10 yards.
No penalty. Very few penalties in the first half, and all of a sudden the Cameron Yeoman have 5 for 60 yards here in the second half. Those are hard to overcome.
From the point of the penalty, it's marked back to the 30, where it is now first down and 14 for the Yeoman. They can still do this. 6:30 left in the game. Yeoman need to cash in here. They lead it by 4. Twin receivers go to both sides. Trayon Smith in the backfield. Back to a 3-man front. And it's a draw play to Smith, and he is around the right side. Another wide open inside the 15, the 10, and it's first and goal for the Yeoman at the 8-yard line.
They went back. They thought they were going to play pass defense. They went back to an odd man front. They were in a 3-2, and, man, we just took off. And
Trayon Smith with a 22-yard scamper there. And, Coach, they are really filtering in different folks now in the defense. Fatigue looks like they are exhausted.
Well, they're getting ready to go to their goal line defense, which is a 4.
Down front. And a 1 linebacker. Twins to both sides for the Yeoman. It's John Washington in at running back for the Yeoman. Nickerson takes the snap. He's going to hand off to Washington. Washington inside the 5 down to the 4-yard line on a tough 360 spin. And it's second and goal for the Yeoman.
I'm going to tell you, that left defensive end for Teague is where Malakoff made a lot of their yards. And now we're blocking. Of course, we got a lot more speed in there with number 5 than we do 24. And He just got to the outside and made a good run.
Second down and goal from the four for the Yeoman. And Teague wants a timeout.
I bet they do.
Yes, sir. They're going to rest those legs a little bit and try to hold out the Yeoman. The Yeoman could go up by two scores here. They lead it by four. 5:26 left in the game. Second and goal from the four when we come back.
These days, you can't afford to take care of contracting issues alone. You need someone who will be there to do what is best for you and your project. I'm Jason Donoff, and that's what we do at EBCO Development. Take care of you and your construction project from start to finish. For quality new construction, remodel, and roofing services, call EBCO Development at 254-697-2186. And know that we will be there for you. EBCO Development. Let's see what we can build together.
Welcome back to Waco ISD as the Cameron Yeoman trying to punch it in to go up by a couple of scores here. It's 35-31, and the Yeoman have it second and goal from the four-yard line. It was all Teague in the third quarter, but the Yeoman have bounced back here in the fourth. Twins go to both sides. It is Trayon Smith, like you said, Coach. The timeout gave him a chance to rest as well. He's in the backfield with Nickerson. And here's the snap and the handoff to Trayon. And Trayon breaks a tackle. He's inside the five, back to the line of scrimmage. But he will pick up no gain, and it's third and goal.
Well, they brought the outside linebacker from that side, and they got good penetration on the Cameron Yeoman offensive line that time. They don't usually let somebody penetrate, so they're going to have to come off the ball and do a good job of blocking if Trayon's going to be carrying it.
Trips go to the wide side of the field. So Corey Smith alone wide to the left. And Nickerson will keep it. And he stumbles down to the line of scrimmage. And it's fourth and goal.
Yep. He tried to come to the outside, but when he tried to go up, he just stumbled and went down right at the five, didn't he?
They've got it marked just inside the five where it is fourth down for the Yeoman. And
taking a timeout.
Wouldn't be surprised if the Yeoman don't use a timeout here.
They're eating a clock.
4:26. Still 15 seconds left on the play clock, and the Yeoman are going to let it burn down and take a timeout. I don't know that this is a good idea or not with just a one-score lead. We may need that time, but they're going to burn that clock down to 1 second and call a timeout. So with 4 minutes and 7 seconds left on the game clock, it's fourth and goal for the Yeoman from the four. When we come back, this is Yo Football on the Ranch.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again. If you're ready to get back on the road, go by McElrath Motors, located by the underpass on Highway 36 in Cameron. You will find vehicles with low mileage and high MPG. Stop by and talk to the boys. Take a test drive. Make this stop your best investment. Call them at 254-697-4655. You'll be glad you did. So, on the road again. Can't wait to get on the road again.
Well, you want a photo finish. You got one here in Waco tonight. The rain starts to fall again. A little harder than it has all night long. As the Yeoman face a fourth and goal from just inside the five-yard line, it's going to be an all-important play here. This touchdown here has been called back once. A 34-yard run by Trayon Smith, or thereabouts, was called back for a holding penalty. Actually, it was about a 24-yarder. The Yeoman trying to overcome that and score anyway here. 4:07 left in the game. The Yeoman lead it 35-31, trying to increase that to a two-score lead here. Fourth and goal from just inside the five-yard line. Trayon Smith to the left of Nickerson. Twins to both sides. Here we go. Here's the snap. Dropping back. Here's the pass. Left side of the end zone. Caught. Aaron Sims. Touchdown, Yeoman.
I'm telling you, beautiful pass. Beautiful route. He went down the field and broke to the outside. Reed Nickerson put the ball right on the money about two steps before he went out of the end zone. There's no defense for that.
What a huge play offensively for the Yeoman. Reed Nickerson, his senior leadership kind of composed him through. A beautiful pass to Aaron Sims, corner of the end zone. The Yeoman are up by two scores with 4:02 left in the game. Here is the extra point attempt. John Washington to hold for Eric Sanchez. And the snap, the hold, the kick is up, and it's good. And we're back on track.
Did you hear the coaches next door? They're all clapping and going, yay!
With 4:02 left in the game, 42-31, our new score. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
John Deere 3E Series compact tractors are everyday property maintenance workhorses. And at Sioux Falls Prater, they're priced to sell. Get a John Deere 3032E or 3038E compact utility tractor and save $500 with the purchase of two or more John Deere or Frontier implements. Plus, get 0% financing for 72 months. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere right for you or see us online at SiouxPTractor.com. Offer ends October 31, 2014. Subject to approved installment credit with John Deere Financial. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. Restrictions apply. See participating dealer for details.
Welcome back. Here's your Don's Paint and Body scoring drive after the Aaron Sims pick and return to the 26-yard line. The Omen scored twice, but it only counted once. Trayon Smith scampered in for a touchdown. It was called back for a holding penalty, and then it took five more plays before the Omen could find the end zone. And on fourth down and almost 5 yards, a clutch pass from senior quarterback Reed Nickerson to senior wide receiver Aaron Sims, and it puts the Yeoman up by 2 scores, 6 plays, 26 yards, the extra point good, 42-31, our new score. That's your John's Paint and Body scoring drive.
Well, let's hope we don't kick it out of bounds this time.
Jaleel Pope to tee it up.
But let's don't kick it to one of their deep receivers either. We've got to get that ball down there where we can cover it.
Here's the kickoff as Pope angles it to the near side. It's going to be fielded at the 19-yard line. That's Mitchell. No, that's West. West is hit by John Washington, and that was a slobber knocker hit at the 26-yard line. Knocked his flag out.
Oh, you're right. He came across there. Of course, the Cameron Yeoman that time were not coming down that hard. They were playing. They got their hands on the blockers and were waiting, and he looked up and saw an opening, and, I mean, he laid the leather to him.
It is first and 10 now from the 29-yard line for the Teague Lions.
This game's a long way from over.
A long way from being over. Shepherd and Van Winkle wide to the left. It is Mitchell and West wide to the right. And Skinner will throw, sets up, and throws across the middle, incomplete, right in and out of the hands of West at the 41-yard line.
Well, we've got a linebacker who, if he'd have been dropping exactly where he should have, would have been right in line of that, and he'll be, I'm sure he's making the mental note of it right this minute. Because they're going to throw the quick ones, and then they're going to try to sweep somebody deep. We can't let them get the big one.
Second down and 10 from the 29-yard line. Twins go to both sides. Ball is shading the left hash mark. And here's the handoff right up
the middle
to Copeland. And Copeland is up across the 45 midfield and down to the 47-yard line. 48-yard line is where they're going to mark him down. 48 yards right up the heart of the O defense.
Well, they can run that play because we've got 3 men and 2 linebackers, and they're not blocking one of our ends.
23 yards on the scamper by Copeland, and it's first and 10 inside the O territory at the 48. And Skinner wants to throw. Sets up, throws one out in the flat to Van Winkle. Nobody out there covering him. And he is wrestled down at the 34-yard line. 3:27 left. And that'll move the chains again.
Well,
here we go.
Yes, the Cameron Yeoman defense. Somebody turned him loose.
Nobody covering Van Winkle out in the right flat. And now it's first and 10 from the Yo 34-yard line. Twins to the left, one to the right. Van Winkle is the tight end to the right side. And Skinner, quick pass over the left side, right side, and it is batted at the line of scrimmage. Don't know who got it.
Flores.
Flores got a hand on it, intended for Robbie West, a crossing pattern at about the 30-yard line.
Now, what they do off of this, they'll throw that and throw that, then they'll fake that in there and send the guy down the sideline, and we've got to be on our toes.
Second down and 10 from the 34-yard line. Clock stopped with 3:12 left in the game. Twins go to the left, one to the right. Slot receiver to the left is Van Winkle. And a quick pass as Skinner wants to throw. Now he's flushed out of the pocket, and he will run it. He is wrestled down, and there's a flag coming in. Johnny Alexander might have gotten a face mask.
I'm telling you, we're killing ourselves with penalties.
A flag at the tackle, a solo tackle. And it couldn't be anything else but a face mask.
75 yards in the second half on six penalties. We had none in the first half.
That would have been a gain of 2 yards, no, 1 yard on the tackle. But it's going to be a face mask against the Yeoman. And that's going to move the ball inside the Yeoman red zone, where it'll be first and 10 for the Teague Lions with 3:04 left in the game.
Defense has got to rise up right here. Somebody's got to come up with a big play, whether it's getting to the quarterback or an interception or something.
Here we go. Trips to the wide side of the field. Robbie West alone wide to the right. From the 18-yard line, Skinner to throw. Lobs one down to the corner of the end zone. Bryant, interception in the end zone. Yeoman football.
I'm telling you, he tried to throw it into the corner, and Bryant, who has had a brilliant ball game tonight, went up and made the interception with 2 minutes and 50 seconds to go. What a defensive play.
Jaylon Bryant,
I'm telling you,
flirting with player MVP of this game as Trayon Smith may be suffering from some cramps.
I think so.
Not a good time for him to have a cramp. We need the running game here. 2:50 left in the game. 42-31 is our score. The Yeoman can ill afford a turnover here. They need to keep the ball, keep the clock running.
Eat up as much clock as they can if they have to give it back.
Teague has one timeout remaining. The Yeoman have two. Twin receivers to the trips to the right, one to the left. And it's John Washington in the backfield. After the interception by Jaylon Bryant, Washington up the middle. He is across the 25 to the 26-yard line, and that will keep the clock rolling.
Well, I think it's starting to take a little toll on those guys who have had to go both ways because they were in their four-man line, and our offensive line still got 5 yards out of it.
Second down and four for the Yeoman. From the 26-yard line, trips twins to both sides. As the ball is on the right hash mark, the Yeoman moving right to left with a south breeze at their back. Late here in the fourth quarter, 2 minutes 15 seconds remaining. The Yeoman using that play clock now. Down to seven. They'll use every second they can. And now the snap. Here is the handoff to Washington. Washington is looking for a seam, finds one. He's got the first down across the 30 to the 31-yard line. And the Yeoman are just moments away from securing this victory.
Cameron Yeoman, offensive line, just zone blocked. Everybody blocked to the right. Washington just took the handoff and slowly watched for an opening.
Well, the Teague Lion fans are vacating the stadium after that first down. It is first and 10 for the Yeoman from the 31-yard line. A minute 45 remaining in the game. The clock rolling. Lions with only one timeout. And a dose of Trayon Smith coming up here. He is back in the game at the running back. There's the snap and the handoff. And up the middle to the 35-yard line.
Good gain of, what, 5 yards?
It's a 5-yard pickup, and Teague will use their final timeout. Down by 11 points. A minute 29 left in the game. And the Yeoman really turned this thing around in the fourth quarter. They had let loose in the third quarter, but got a grip in the fourth. And are on their way to their eighth victory of the season. And a trip to the third round of the playoffs.
Providing something freakish doesn't happen.
It would take a... Yeah, the Yeoman, you know, it's second down. A minute 29 and the Lions are out of timeouts. The Yeoman pick up 5 yards in two plays and it's over. The Teague Lions come into this game undefeated, 11-0. They score 60 points a game and allow 23. But tonight they've allowed 42 and scored half of what they normally put out. As the Cameron Yeoman in control here right now. Second down and five from the 36-yard line. Here's the snap. The handoff is to Trayon. He's up across the 40-45. And a first down, and the Yeoman can go into a victory formation now.
I'm telling you, the offensive line came off of the ball, and Trayon, with his usual power run, they just shoved the Teague Lions straight back.
Victory formation time for the Yeoman. The clock has stopped to move the chains with a minute 21. And now it's rolling, first and 10 from the 45-yard line. And the Yeoman are in that victory formation. They'll let the play clock run down. It'll be under a minute to play when they take this first down snap. And here we go. Nothing the Lions can do as Reed Nickerson takes a knee with 55 seconds left.
There are some happy Cameron Yeoman on that offensive line down there. I'm telling you, they have earned this one.
Well, the Cameron Yeoman were in a dogfight here tonight, no doubt. Victory formation again for the Yeoman, 35 seconds, second down and 16 after the first knee down.
30 seconds to go in the game.
And the Yeoman will only have to snap one more time. Here's the snap. The final snap of this game is down, and the Yeoman are on their way to the third round of the playoffs as they defeat the undefeated Teague Lions here tonight, 42-31. That is our final. We'll be back with our post-game show live from Waco ISD in just a moment.
Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces offers the best selection on name-brand furniture like Lazy Boy recliners, sofas and loveseats, Simmons mattresses, Mohawk and Shaw flooring, and Fireplace Extraordinaire fireplaces. If you haven't been to Denio's lately, visit their showroom on Highway 77, 1 mile north of Cameron. New inventory arriving daily. Denio's, your best choice for furniture and flooring in Milam County. Denio's Furniture, Flooring, and Fireplaces. Proud to support Yeoman Athletics, a winning tradition.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
Jaylon's all three of them.
Welcome back as we are going over the big plays in this game, and there's just too many to pick. It's going to be a tough chore to pick the play of the game here. I don't know that we will get a chat with Coach Rick Rhodes. It depends on if our field mic is working or not. We're going to give it a try anyway. Right here, the Cameron Yeoman victorious with a 42-31 win over the previously unbeaten Teague Lions. They end their season at 11-1. The Yeoman improved to 8-4 and will go on to play the winner of the Academy East Chambers game, which will be played tomorrow with a 1 o'clock kickoff down at Wood Forest Bank Stadium in the Woodlands. Well, Coach, you know, the Yeoman kind of, I don't know, disappeared in the third quarter, overcame a ton of penalties in the fourth quarter or the second half, and was able to prevail here tonight.
Well, it's just the Teague Lions are not used to being behind, and the Cameron Yeoman came out in the third quarter, and all of a sudden the Lions had a great second half offensive plan. They were throwing short, and then running that run up the middle, and they just took the ball, and we didn't have the ball in the third quarter hardly at all, four plays, I think. And then we come out in the second half, and the defense makes some big plays. They made the mistake of getting out of their four-man line and getting into the three-man line, trying to stop our passing game. And the Cameron Yeoman had been talking about that all week long. If they run that 3-2, which is just 5 men in the box, then we're going to be able to run the football. And sure enough, we just ran the ball right through them. And finally, when they came back and got in the four-man line, it was too late. They were tired in our offensive line, and Trayon Smith just took the ball and moved it.
Okay, and now for some postgame stats. The Yeoman made 15 first downs and completed 10 out of 16 passes with no interceptions. The Yeoman threw for The Yeoman threw for 210 yards and rushed for 175 yards for a total of 385 yards. The leading receiver for the Yeoman was Aaron Sims with 6 receptions for 110 yards and 3 touchdowns. The leading rusher for the Yeoman was Trayon Smith with 21 rushes for 143 yards and 1 touchdown. The Yeoman had 6 penalties for a total of 75 yards and no fumbles. The Teague Lions made 19 first downs and completed 17 out of 40 passes with 3 interceptions, and they threw for a total of 200 yards and rushed for 148 yards for a total of 348 yards. The leading receiver for the Lions was Robbie West with 4 receptions for 57 yards, and the leading rusher for the Lions was Tavis Colvin with 20 rushes for 98 yards. The Lions had 3 penalties for a total of 20 yards and no fumbles in the football game.
All right, there you have it with our stats from the best statistician on the planet, Chandler Barton. A trophy being awarded to the Cameron Yeoman from Waco ISD for winning this area round playoff game here tonight over previously unbeaten and top-ranked Teague Lions, ranked number 3 in the state in Class 3A, and one of the tops in the state in several polls, and certainly tops in some of the polls in the Division two, in the Division 1 in which the bracket we are playing in. So upset as far as the eyes of the state of Texas go here tonight, but for the Cameron Yeoman, not an upset here tonight.
No, sir, and I'm real impressed. Two of the Cameron Yeoman have come all the way, Nickerson, have come all the way across the field and are shaking hands with the Teague Lions, who would not go down on, would not have a prayer with them, but came over to tell them what a great season they've had.
I'm not sure if we have a microphone or not. Let's see if the microphone will reach. I'm not sure if it will or not. Let's see. I think Coach Rhodes is getting away from us. We're not going to probably get an interview with him unless he will come back over here. We're going to need to come really close. Can you come close? The microphone's not reaching. Let's see if we can get Coach close enough to do an interview as they're walking across the field now. What a great game this was. The Cameron Yeoman kind of had a letdown in the third quarter. You know, I think they ran maybe 3 or 4 offensive plays. One of those was for a touchdown. But, you know, the Teague Lions owned it here in the third quarter, but the Cameron Yeoman, a valiant effort, especially in the second half. Coach, congratulations. Great win for the Yeoman.
Thank you. I appreciate it, Joe. I'm really, really proud of our kids. I'm proud of, you know, a lot of teams, when they got down, when they came back and went ahead of us, a lot of teams would have just, you know, shut it down, not our kids. Well, our kids responded. I'm so proud of the way they responded.
It was a great team effort. A little lull there in the third quarter, and you know, they could have laid down. They could have, you know, said, what's happening here? But, boy, a lot of fight.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I'll tell you, I don't mind saying, it's because they've been in the tough ball games all year long. They've been there before, and I think that was, you know, that was a difference maker tonight.
Well, Coach, we come out of this with healthy?
Yeah, pretty, you know, as far as I know. You know, they never tell me till Saturday morning when somebody gets hurt.
Well, if anything, your voice is a victim.
Well, I get that back. I can get that back.
Absolutely. Well, it's on to the third round of the playoffs. We're kind of being accustomed now to playing during Thanksgiving. That's the case. The winner of Academy and East Chambers. Do we have any idea of where that might be played?
Well, you know, we couldn't lock up anything because East Chambers and Academy are so far apart. If it ends up being East Chambers, you know, it looks like it, you know, I've got my name at the Berry Center. You know, that would be probably the most neutral site. I tried to get a hold of Sam Houston today. Coach Colley kind of recommended that, and they're not taking any games right now. That would have been ideal, but they're not. They're remodeling the stadium right now. So it'll be probably Berry Center. I know that they want to play in the new Caney ISD, but it's a whole lot closer to them, and I'm not sure that I want to do that. If it's Academy, you know, I think we're going to try to get UMHB if we can.
Well, that'd be great. All right, Coach, congratulations again. A great win here. I mean, well, you know, the Yeoman really showed something that we hadn't seen all season.
Well, these kids are getting better and better, you know, and to their credit, when they were 2-4, you know, they didn't quit.
Absolutely.
They didn't quit, and they kept coming back, coming to practice every day, getting better every day, and what you're seeing right now is a result of that.
Yes, sir. Congratulations, Coach. Thanks for talking.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach Rhodes, of course, him and literally thousands of Yeoman fans, happy campers here tonight as the Yeoman beat the previously unbeaten Teague Lions 42-31. We're back with more on our postgame show in a moment. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
When I think of great high school football teams, I think of the Cameron Yeoman. Each season, it's so exciting to watch the Cameron Yeoman play. They never give up. They play all four quarters of the game, and they play to win. The athletes that get the opportunity to play Cameron Yeoman football are dedicated to excellence. They spend hours working hard behind the scenes to improve themselves and advance their team. The coaches and staff provide the framework to build a strong competitive team season after season. I'm Michael Watkins, and our team at M. Watkins Real Estate Group is proud to support the Cameron Yeoman and the traditions of excellence that make our community so proud.
Rattler's Convenience Store is friendly, clean, and Texan. And they're proud to be a part of Central Texas High School sports coverage on the ranch. Cool off with their great line of fountain drinks, ready-made pizzas in the deli, and, of course, everything else you need on the go. Proud to stand behind everything high school sports represents. Rattler's Convenience Store, powering you on your way to the games. Rattler's Convenience Store, 4th and Travis in Cameron, friendly, clean, and Texan.
Welcome back to Waco ISD. The Cameron Yeoman victorious again here tonight with a 42-31 win over the previously unbeaten Teague Lions. And let's take a look at the highlights from tonight as the Teague Lions won the toss, wanted the ball first, but they were forced to punt after a quick first down and then a three and out. And the Yeoman would also be three and out in their opening possession. And then Teague would put together a really impressive drive that started back at their 27-yard line. It would go 11 plays, but the Yeo defense stood tall and would turn the ball over on downs at their own 4-yard line. But the Yeomans would come out and would be forced to punt in 6 plays, and we had a scoreless first quarter. However, Teague started the drive at the Yeo 47-yard line. It went 6 plays. 5 plays were in the first quarter. The final play of this drive was the first play of the second quarter, and Busby, the running back, would go in from 1 yard out to put the Teague Lions up 6-0. However, on that extra point, it was blocked and returned for 2 points for the Yeoman. The snap, the kick is blocked. It is blocked. It is going to be picked up by the Yeoman going the other way. It's a foot race to the 50, to the 40. Nobody's going to catch him. It will be a touchdown, or rather a two-point Darryl Flores for 2 points for the Yeoman. And the score would be 6-2 in favor of the Teague Lions. The Yeoman and the Lions would trade punts. In fact, the Yeoman would trade another punt after that, just couldn't get the offense going. And Teague would be driving once again. But Jaylon Bryant would step in front of an Austin Skinner pass and return it to the Yeo 23-yard line. Skinner wants to throw, looking, sets up. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, and he has to dump this one away. It's intercepted by Jaylon Bryant, going the other way. He's to the 50, the 40. He's to the 30, the 25, and out of bounds, Jaylon Bryant. With that INT, it set up Cameron's first offensive touchdown of the night. It took the Yeoman 4 plays to go those 23 yards, and it was capped by this Aaron Sims 18-yard lob pass from Reed Nickerson. And Nickerson dropping back, sets up, lobs a pass over the middle for Aaron Sims. He's got it. Touchdown, Yeoman. The extra point would be good, and the Yeoman would lead it 9-6. After a three and out by the Teague Lions, the Yeoman would go back to work from their own 26-yard line. A 7-play drive that would go 73 yards, capped by a 12-yard TD run by Reed Nickerson. Now flushed out of the... He's going to run it. He's got room inside the 5. He is in the score. Touchdown, Yeoman. Reed Nickerson with a great play there. He had a great night after that shaky first quarter. Reed Nickerson comes back and really shines and leads this Yeo offense. 15-6 the score after that. The extra point failed. And the Teague Lions would answer back with an 80-yard touchdown kickoff return by Robbie West to close the gap 15-12. But the Yeoman would bounce right back with a 67-yard touchdown catch on the very next offensive play by Sakori Smith.
And Nickerson, he will take the snap, dropping back, quick pass, left side over the middle. He's got a man, Sakari Smith, across the 40, the 35, the 30, coming to the near side. He could score. He's to the 10. Sakari Smith, touchdown, Yeoman. And the Yeoman would increase their lead 21-12 after that extra point fails. And Teague would get the ball, and the time would expire in the first half of play. The Yeoman clung to a 21-12 lead at the half. It was all Teague in the third quarter, but not before the Yeoman would strike quickly. After taking the opening kickoff of the third quarter back to the 31-yard line, Aaron Sims would go 69 yards on a TD catch from Reed Nickerson. We didn't catch that highlight, but the Yeoman would go up 28-12 on that first play from scrimmage in the third quarter. But after that, it was all Teague in the third quarter. 10-play, 64-yard drive to close the gap 28-18, a three-and-out punt by the Yeoman, a 14-play, 71-yard drive to close the gap 28-24, another three-and-out punt by the Yeoman, and the Lions would score on an 8-play, 60-yard drive to go ahead of the Yeoman 31-28. Yeoman said that's enough. They would respond back, go 6-play, 78 yards, capped by this 34-yard Treyon Smith run. Twins go to both sides. A handoff again to Treyon up the middle. He is in the secondary. Nobody's going to touch him. Touchdown, Treyon Smith, 34 yards. And the Yeoman were back on top for good, 35-31. The Lions would be driving again, but actually on a second play of their ensuing drive, Aaron Sims would pick off a pass and return it back to the 26-yard line of the Teague Lions. And that's where the Yo offense would set up shop. Let's see. Yeah, the interception by Aaron Sims. Skinner to throw. Sets up. Has a time. Throws long downfield. And this one is intercepted. Aaron Sims has it going the other way to the 40. He's to the 35, the 30. Goes to the far side. He is to the 25, and he stumbles and takes himself down. But what a play by Aaron Sims. Aaron Sims, one of the plays of the game right there on that INT, and he followed up with another big play as the Yeoman would set up shop at the 26-yard line but would be held on a holding call after a Treyon Smith touchdown run. They would move the ball back to the 34-yard line, and the Yeoman would take five more plays to get into the end zone on a fourth and goal from just inside the five-yard line. Reed Nickerson on a beautiful pass, a fade pattern to Aaron Sims in the corner of the end zone. Fourth and goal from just inside the five-yard line. Treyon Smith to the left of Nickerson, twins to both sides. Here we go. Here's the snap. Dropping back. Here's the pass, left side of the end zone. Caught! Aaron Sims, touchdown, Yeoman. 42-31. That's the end of the scoring in this one as the Yeoman would win it. Now, the Teague would come back with a six-play drive that started back at their 26-yard line and drive all the way down inside the Yo red zone before Jaylon Bryant would douse the flames with this interception in the end zone. From the 18-yard line, Skinner to throw. Lobs one down to the corner of the end zone. Bryant, interception in the end zone. Yeoman football. And, of course, from that point, the Yeoman only needed one first down to run the clock out. They got that and run the clock out, and the Yeoman victorious here tonight, 42-31 over the Teague Lions. We'll be back with our MVP and our play of the game, or plays of the game, when we come back. This is Yo Football on the Ranch.
When you study the findings of the various agencies and companies who rate banks for strength and security, it becomes quite obvious that bigger is not necessarily better. Of course, there are exceptions, but you will generally find that smaller banks fare better in the quality ratings than the big ones do. Bigger is not better. Citizens National Bank, member FDIC, rated one of the nation's strongest banks.
You have a choice at Anderle Lumber Company in Cameron during November while supplies last. Pick from a DeWalt 10-amp reciprocating saw for $99.99 or a DeWalt small-angle grinder for just $49.99. Both make great tools. If you've ever said to yourself, I need a new reciprocating saw or an angle grinder, well, these specials are just for you. But they won't last forever. Specials good through November while supplies last. Two handy tools from DeWalt. Only at Anderle Lumber Company, 1300 West 4th Street in Cameron.
It's your home away from home. The Budget Host Inn & Suites. Cable TV with flat screen LCD HD TV in each room. Guest laundry, fitness center, and pool. The Southern hospitality at Budget Host Inn & Suites shows through. They can accommodate your next business meeting in their meeting room and business center. Romantic getaway? Book a jacuzzi suite. So if it's a business trip, romantic getaway, or you just need a place to stay for the night, the Budget Host Inn & Suites in Cameron has a room for you. 102 Lafferty Avenue. Call 254-605-0610. Budget Host. HostCameron.com.
Hi, SD Stadium in our post-game show as the Yeoman victorious here 42-31, and it's time for our plays of the game. And I did say plays with an S because there were too many tonight. But we figured tonight that defensive plays set the tone for this one, as the defensive plays not only prevented touchdowns but gave the Yeoman opportunities for touchdowns offensively. So we have three plays of the games, and they are all interceptions by the Cameron Yeoman, two by Jaylon Bryant, one by Aaron Sims. Our plays of the game brought to you by Buckholz State Bank. Don't play around with finances. Visit one of the friendly local banks of Buckholz State Bank and Buckholz Cameron and Rogers. We'll set the stage for that first play of the game. The Teague Lions were leading the Yeoman 6-2 and were driving to possibly go ahead by a two-score lead when Jaylon Bryant stepped in front of an Austin Skinner pass. Skinner wants to throw, looking, sets up. Now he's going to be flushed out of the pocket, and he has to dump this one away. It's intercepted by Jaylon Bryant, going the other way. He's to the 50, the 40. He's to the 30, the 25, and out of bounds, Jaylon Bryant. And that set up the first touchdown of the night that put the Yeoman ahead 9-6, that first Jaylon Bryant interception. And we go to our second interception of the night, and we'll set the stage for you. The Yeoman had just taken the lead 35-31. The Teague Lions, though, had a lot of offensive momentum into that third quarter, going into the fourth quarter, and they were on their way again. A long pass downfield was intercepted by Aaron Sims. Skinner to throw, sets up. Has a time, throws long downfield, and this one is intercepted. Aaron Sims has it going the other way to the 40. He's to the 35, the 30. Goes to the far side. He is to the 25, and he stumbles and takes himself down. But what a play by Aaron Sims. And that set up a touchdown that gave the Yeoman a two-score lead, 42-31. And the Teague Lions had plenty of time left, just under 4 minutes to play, and they were driving inside the Yeo red zone when Jaylon Bryant intercepted another Austin Skinner pass, this time in the end zone to prevent a Lion touchdown. From the 18-yard line, Skinner to throw, lobs one down to the corner of the end zone. Bryant intercepts it in the end zone. Yeoman football. And that's our three plays of the game. Two resulted in Yeoman touchdowns. One directly prevented a Teague Lion touchdown. So we give our plays of the game to the defensive effort here tonight. Three interceptions, two by Jaylon Bryant and one by Aaron Sims. Now let's move along to our MVP. Tonight's MVP is recognized by, presented to you by Standards Lifecycle Solutions, the only name you need to remember in home health and hospice care. Standards Lifecycle Solutions, recognizing excellence both on and off the field. Coach, our MVPs tonight.
Jaylon Bryant, we just got through. You mentioned his name over and over again. Jaylon Bryant and Aaron Sims. Aaron Sims not only came up with a great interception, but he had 107 yards in receptions for three touchdowns. So it goes to Aaron Sims and Jaylon Bryant.
All right, those defensive plays, big keys in this victory here tonight by the Cameron Yeoman. And that's going to wrap it up for us as we wrap it up here from Waco ISD Stadium. The Cameron Yeoman go to 8-4 on the year. They will move on to play the winner of tomorrow's East Chambers and Academy game. That kickoff is at 1 o'clock tomorrow down in Wood Forest Bank Stadium in the Woodlands. And time and date to be announced of the third-round playoff game over the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. As soon as that game is resolved, we'll get that to you here on 105.1 The Ranch as soon as we get that information. We want to say thanks to our sports team tonight. Brett Eberhardt back at the studios. Jerry Bethel on the sidelines snapping the camera for KMIL.com. And Josh Smithman running our field mic tonight. A big thanks to Chandler Barton, our sports team statistician.
And most of all, thanks to all of our sponsors that make this broadcast possible each and every week. Remember, it's the final edition of the 2014 Friday Night Finals coming your way next here on 105.1 The Ranch. Brett will have all of the scores from the second-round playoff games that happened both last night and tonight, and we'll set up the teams that's played tomorrow night for you on Friday Night Finals. Our streaming services tonight have been provided by VVM Internet Services of Temple. And for Ed Colley, I'm Joe Smitherman. Again, our final, the Cameron Yeoman move on. They win it here tonight over the Teague Lions, 42-31. This has been another exclusive sports presentation of 105.1 The Ranch. God bless and good night from Waco.
This has been Cameron Yeo Football on The Ranch. Yeo Football is brought to you by Winnie L. Nursing and Rehabilitation, Citizens National Bank, Mark Burns Label Funeral Home, by Rockin' R. Bail Bonds, First United Methodist Church of Cameron, Smile at the World Orthodontics in Temple and Killeen, Rattler's Convenience Store, Malaire's Discount Center, Twin Pistol Bail Bonds, Michael Watkins Real Estate, Budget Host Inn and Suites, by Cox's Heating and Air Conditioning in Cameron, McElrath Motors, by Buckholz State Bank in Buckholz, Cameron, and Rogers, Ebco Development, Anderley Lumber Company, by Melanie Sheffield, your Edward Jones representative, Standards Life Cycle Solutions, Sioux Falls Prater Equipment Company, and by Lone Star Ag Credit. Fighting Cameron Yeoman Football, another KMIL Sports Production.